Welcome back, Bud Light Port Paradise.
Here we go.
Bud Light Port Paradise, with two cruise ships, 4,000 shipments, and one private island concert. Find out how to get on board at facebook.com/Bud Light. Here we go.
And that was just the first night.
Deficits and the debt ceiling. Republican Senator Rand Paul insists wealthier Americans should not have to pay higher taxes, as Democrats suggest.
The rich can bear more of the burden. Why don't we have the rich pay the full cost of their Medicare and have the rich take reduced Social Security benefits?
The Treasury Department says the debt ceiling must be raised by August 2nd. A federal appeals court is blocking the military from enforcing its don't ask, don't tell policy. Zeke Stokes of the Service Members Legal Defense Network applauds the ruling.
Putting this chapter in our history behind us is a huge victory for gay and lesbian service members who want nothing more than to serve the country they love. Today's ruling underscores that.
Military officials say the policy could be eliminated in a few weeks. Your home could keep losing value for the rest of the year. Economists surveyed by CNN Money expect housing prices won't improve much next year either. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Some big retailers are sharing June sales numbers this morning. Strong weekly comp sales for the month, of analysts expecting some pretty good news. And Costco's not letting them down. It says sales at stores open at least a year rose 14% worldwide, which was better than expected. Even when you take out inflated gasoline prices, Costco says sales rose 8% over a year ago. Drugstore chain Walgreens says sales rose both at the pharmacy and at the front end of its stores. And teen retailers Zumiez and Hot Topic also posted better than forecast results. Wall Street traders will be looking at that to see how consumers were shopping last month. Also, they'll be looking to see if they were working. Ahead of tomorrow's official June employment report, payroll processor ADP will today unveil private sector job creation, and the government will post weekly jobless claims. And Nielsen SoundScan says music sales for the first half of the year rose 8.5% over the same period last year. Even album sales rose for the first time in 7 years. S&P futures higher by 4, NASDAQ ahead 11. I'm Steve Potas, at MarketWatch.com.
Hey folks, this is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. Here's today's question. In the city that has the sixth largest container port in North America, a bridge is marked by two crystal towers. What are the crystal towers made of? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac!
That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 1577.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan, embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Booyah! Tony Trupiano with you on this Thursday morning program. We've got an awesome show planned for you today. I'm really excited about today's show because I spent a lot of time doing homework yesterday. That means I'm packed with facts today. Gotta love them facts. Bring it on. Bring it on. Yeah, I you know, we're going to talk a lot about jobs today. We're going to talk a lot about statistics. We're going to talk a lot about sourcing, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff that those of you that like to call and poo-poo the show just don't get. It takes work to know the truth. I put the work in. How about that? All right, got to be a little quiet today. Todd's got a headache.
Yeah, watch out for that.
Is he going to be all right?
I think he's waking up a little bit. Maybe the...
The ibuprofen helped?
Yeah, it's kicking in.
All right. You know, I could send that that naked masseuse that's in the building over, if that'll help him.
You're on good terms with the naked masseuse?
Absolutely. In fact, I hired the naked masseuse. So, yeah, we're on really good terms. So if he wants the naked masseuse, you know, let me know, and I'll send him in.
Zing.
You see what I did to that visual for everybody? Well, good morning. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. How about you? I can tell you're fired up. I mean, to start the show with a booyah.
Booyah. You know, I got a lot of stuff here. I mean, between the audio and the actual homework that you and I did over the last 24 hours. And, you know, again, you know, we had that guy, Mark, that called the other day on Tuesday that wanted to try to, like, trap me into this right-to-work conversation. I've got some information on that just might upset Mark. It certainly upsets me because a lot of people are out of work. But we'll get to that in a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty excited about today's show because we've got a lot of good stuff. My buddy Kevin Moore, who is the president of Teamsters Local 299, is going to be in studio with us for an hour and the 8 o'clock hour for the whole hour. And Kevin, by the way, the Teamsters represent the bridge workers, you know, the infamous bridge, the Ambassador Bridge. So he has firsthand knowledge of working with Matty Maroon. And so we're going to get maybe a little bit different perspective, Jeff, on this whole bridge situation.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
So good to have him in, especially to talk about what President or Vice President Biden had to say.
And he was there, of course. We still have that audio, right?
Yes, we do.
Good, because we'll be playing that in the 8 o'clock hour. And then we'll might as well just go ahead. We also have Ramona Chapman going to be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Talk about organ donation. There was a great article in the Detroit News the other day. And, you know, I've had some personal experience with organ donation. My brother, who passed about 15 years ago, was a recipient of an organ, of a kidney. My sister donated it to him. And, you know, as a result of that, got kind of involved in that whole, you know, gift of life thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I just think it's a good story, and I want to, you know, in fact, our first book, First Shift Facebook poll question of the day today ask the question, are you designated as an organ donor? Or Jeff, are you designated as an organ donor?
No, not yet.
Okay, we can take care of that, you know.
I know. Todd was showing me this morning. I think Todd signed up this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, so, he woke up enough to sign up this morning.
Well, we appreciate that. Because he's got a headache, we don't want him to donate his brain today.
I was just about to go that same place with the joke.
But I'm not going to pick on him too much. And I bet you he's smiling right now, isn't he?
He's laughing.
All right. Well, good. Laughing, that's real progress. That's absolutely real progress. So anyway, that's what we have in store guest-wise today. And, of course, we've got a lot of issues that we're going to walk through. But, of course, our Detroit Tigers played yesterday afternoon. Todd was right. Todd, you were right. I didn't think that, you know, when you said that they were going to play in the afternoon on a Wednesday yesterday, I kind of went, nah, not on a Wednesday, but...
Booyah. 3:30 start time.
Absolutely. So you are correct.
The triple booyah day. That's how good Thursday is today.
I'm telling you, it's booyah Thursday. And I'll take that with a side of hollandaise sauce, please. Speaking of food, I went outside real quick to have a half a cigarette before the show started. And as much as I'm not a McDonald's guy, the smells wafting from McDonald's next door got to me a little bit.
Well, McDonald's breakfast will do that too. The rest of the day is, take it for what it is. But McDonald's breakfast, for some reason, is enticing.
Well, we may have to run over there this morning.
Oh yeah?
I'm just saying, I don't like eating during the show because it's really kind of hard to eat during the show. But those smells were pretty awesome. And I do love myself a biscuit, a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
How about the McGriddles? Are you a McGriddle fan?
I could eat that. Yeah, absolutely. A little too much sugar for me. I'm a diabetic, so I got to stay away from the McGriddle family of foods. But the other stuff's okay. There's a lot of sugar in a McGriddle.
Oh, there's a lot of everything in a McGriddle. That's the problem.
But they are awesome.
They said, what are the worst parts for the best tasting but the worst for you foods in breakfast, and we'll throw them all into one sandwich.
Is that what they did with the McGriddle?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, how bad can, you know, sausage, egg, cheese, and basically a very sweet tasting English muffin be for
you? Well, it's
you?
Not a muffin, though. It's like a...
Like a pancake?
It's a syrup-soaked pancake.
Yeah, I mean, really, how bad could that be? You know, what the hell? We're giving McDonald's way too much airtime now. But anyway, it smelled awfully good out there. I'm just saying, it smelled awfully good. And you know what? The three of us live on our stomachs. There's no question. When we go out to breakfast, there isn't much left on the plates by the time we're done, I assure you.
Especially not if pumpkin pancakes are on the table. Anyway, you were talking a little bit about the Tigers.
Well, I was trying to, but I got a little sidetracked. So
here's the thing. A guy that's looking for perhaps a job. I don't know if you call it a job or not, but I found this morning. And talk about signing up online. How can you not sign up online for something like this after hearing this audio?
Hello, my name is Jose Martinez. I really want my dad to go to the All-Star game. Except since my friends are there, David Ortiz and everybody, please vote for my dad.
That's awesome.
That's Victor Martinez's little kid.
That's awesome.
I don't know if you could hear it, but yeah,
I heard it just fine.
Basically, vote for my dad, and he was holding court with Paws yesterday, trying to get people to vote for his dad.
That is awesome. Is anybody playing that? Is that like a commercial, or did they just somebody just kind of catch that on video? What's that all about?
It's on the Tigers website, and I saw it on Channel 4, Channel 7 this morning. So.
Got to be a cute kid too.
Oh, of course. Have you never seen him at the games? He takes batting practice with the team and takes grounders with the team. He's going to be what Prince Fielder was back in the day when he was
I remember when Cecil Fielder was with the Tigers.
Around, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this kid's probably going to grow up the same way. He's a born ball player.
Oh, how cool. Well, that was very, very cute. Yeah, and so we have until what, noon today? 4 o'clock today, I think. 4 o'clock today to vote for Victor Martinez.
Yeah, and he's in second still.
Well, I voted. Whatever the minimum or the maximum was it 10 times? Whatever it was, I voted. So I did my duty. Yes, if there's a reason, just go to thetigers.com, by the way, and you can vote for Victor Martinez to make the All-Star game. Come
Not
on.
Only that, but you voted. You did the ballot, Victor Victorino.
I did do the ballot. I absolutely did. So Victor Victorino. People probably don't remember. Was it Bran Torino a couple years ago?
Yep, Bran. One of the greatest nicknames for a ballot. Bran Torino.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Anyway, the Tigers did win yesterday. Let's not forget that. Still in second place. I believe the White Sox lost yesterday. At least they were losing the last I looked during the game. And then, you know, work kept getting in the way. It happens, and I hate it. By the way, I got my taillight fixed, guys.
And your brakes.
And my, well, I don't want to go there, man. But I that was a lot of money. Sweet Jesus, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I've done that before.
You know, I'm looking at buying a new truck. So my I called my father-in-law yesterday, because my father-in-law is a Ford retiree, so he's got, you know, he can get the X plan. And I never ask my father-in-law for anything. I mean, I love my in-laws dearly. They're wonderful people. So I called him yesterday. They live up north. So I called him and said, hey, Pops, I want to get, you know, a pin because I'm looking at buying a truck. So I started the process basically yesterday. My father-in-law was so happy to do this for me. It was, Jeff, it was the nicest thing. He was so excited to help me do this. And I know it's a little thing. It's no big deal. He just has to call and get a PIN number. But it meant so much to him, which was really, really sweet.
My dad's the same way. My dad's a GM worker, and he loves when the family comes to him and says, hey, can you help get a deal? First of all, it's keeping the sales with them. I mean, with U.S. companies. You know, GM, Ford.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't consider doing anything
no,
else.
No, I wouldn't
course.
Say that about you, but I'm saying, you know, basically just making sure that you keep buying American, and then, you know, it's a sense of pride that people, you know, think that much of your job that they want to invest in your company.
Well, so. You know, and my father-in-law said, and I think your dad would agree with this, Jeff, that, you know, we're also supporting them in retirement by buying, you know, the cars that they helped build all those years.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, I have no problem. And I'm a Ford guy. You know, I don't know if you're, you know, necessarily, you know, loyal to a certain American automaker. I just happen to be a Ford guy and always have been a Ford guy. And, you know, I do have a Lincoln Town Car and we have a Dodge Caravan. But I had a pickup truck some years back and I miss it. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's time for another one.
I've had all three U.S. automakers I've had at one point.
Very good.
Started out with a Ford Ranger, had a GM.
Hey, I got to go to the break. Can we come back and talk about this?
Fine, I guess.
You don't mind?
Take it away.
All right, we're going to take a break here. I'm Tony Trupiano, Jeff Radford, Todd Trukinski, headache man. But he's doing better, so I'm glad to hear that. We'll take the break here on 1310 WDTW. A happy Thursday morning for you. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, it's been pretty quiet everywhere around town. No big delays except for the closure of I-96, the Jefferies, between Martin Luther King and I-75. The freeway has been closed for a while now. We've got an accident and investigation going on. Drivers can come east on 96, get off at 94 east, and head further east toward M-10 or I-75. Both those roadways go south into downtown, and that's your way around it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We may see a few clouds with our sun and a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 64. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 86. Right now, a few clouds, 66 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Vernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, President of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested now, because soaring temperatures can leave you stranded. Come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free, so you know exactly where you stand. And if you need a new one, AutoZone is the only place you can find top-rated Duralast batteries, proven tough even in extreme heat. So don't get stuck on the side of the road. Let us test your battery today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Mortgage rates are as low as 2.65%, 3.05% APR. Go to LendingTree.com, where refinance customers save an average of $301 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. By the way, the toll-free number, if you care to join us in this hour or any hour of the show, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Tony@thetonyshow.org. And we still have some books to give away. I only have one pair of tickets left for Winstead's show. You did give a pair away yesterday. So one pair left for Winstead's show at the Historic Eagle Theater in downtown Pontiac Saturday. So if you'd like them, you need to call today. I'm going to have to leave them at the box office for you. But I will, I promise. I promise I'll do that. And this is, of course, a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Michigan. That's this Saturday evening. And my wife and I are looking forward to going. So if you want those tickets, let me know. We've also got some copies of the book, Get Up, Stand Up, and some of the documentaries left on the Wisconsin Worker Uprising. So if you want any of that, all you got to do is call the show and talk. It's that simple. 888-552-3595. Also on Saturday, I want to quickly mention this before we get on to some of the stuff that we need to get on to today. On Saturday afternoon, I will be a speaker. I will be speaking at a rally, Take Back Your Vote rally, in Lapeer. And so I'll be traveling north to Lapeer on Saturday. Now, the festivities actually begin at 10:45 in the morning at the Lapeer Meyer parking lot. And then there's going to be a march over to the city hall, the county courthouse. And so if you want to do that, all you need to do is show up at 10:45. If you don't want to do the early stuff, show up at noon at the county courthouse, and you can listen to those who are going to be there to speak, including yours truly. So that's this Saturday. Again, 10:45 if you're going to do the march, noon if you're going to show up at the rally itself. This is a nonpartisan event. This is a Take Back the Vote rally. No Citizen Left Behind. If you actually search for them on Facebook, you're going to find them at No Citizen Left Behind. And that is all one word, no spaces. So you may want to check that out as well. All right, we do have a lot to get to. And I got to tell you that we had a call. It was Tuesday. You'll remember, Jeff, the guy called and was telling me that the reason that right to work was a good thing because, like in Texas, the man had used Mark, his name was Mark, used specifically Texas, if I recall, and how well they were doing, right? He told us how well they were doing.
That's right.
Okay, well, I have a, this is out of the Business Journal, thebusinessjournal.com. Yesterday, and let me just read it to you. This is a columnist by the name of Gary Burns. It says, actually, this is the wrong, yeah, here it is. I repeat, it's from the Austin Business Journal in Austin, Texas. Texas employers reported eliminating, Jeff, 2,945 positions in June, the second highest amount nationally.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, restructuring and cost-cutting efforts are the two main reasons employers nationwide gave for eliminating jobs. The number of announced jobs across the country in June was increased by, now get this, nationwide, all 50 states, okay, you understand that, 4,297 jobs were eliminated. 2,945 of them were from the state of Texas, a right-to-work state. So go ahead and tell me, all right, now this is a fact. I'm just going on facts here, ladies and gentlemen. So tell me how right to work is creating jobs when the second largest drop, and the largest drop, by the way, was in California. But stop and think about the lunacy of telling me that, you know, right to work creates a better hiring environment when we obviously see that Texas, you know, lost almost 3,000 jobs in the month of June. The month of June, not the first half of the year, the month of June. Just, again, like to bring the facts, and so that gave me an opportunity to do that. All right, let's, you know, Jeff, we've got, how do we want to do this? You want to start with Zbigniew Brzezinski? Do you want to go with Reince Priebus? How do you want to do this? Because we got so much to get to today.
Yeah, let's do the Priebus thing first.
All right. Reince Priebus is the chairman of the Republican National Committee. He was on Fox News. And, you know, as Jeff was pointing out to me, let's think fair and balanced, because Fox News is what? Fair and balanced, right? So think that first. And then listen to the way Reince is asked this question. And then just kind of figure that out on your own. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, with taxpayers already on the hook for $14 trillion in debt, is it time to stop our sacrificing and have lawmakers start sacrificing their bloated budgets? With me now, Reince Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Committee. All right, we called the DNC. No response, Reince. But you know what? I got to hand it to the Democrats. They've done a great job of selling this false notion of fair share to the American people, haven't they?
Yeah, well, you know, shared sacrifice, higher taxes, you know, it's just another indication again that the folks in Washington and people like Harry Reid, instead of owning up to the responsibility that I think he and others have in this in D.C. to roll their sleeves up and tackle the problem that Americans are most concerned with, which is spending. And we know this. I mean, we've talked about it. Everyone understands this. Everyone at their kitchen table understands that the problem in Washington is spending, and they have to get that under control. So shared sacrifice, I mean, give me a break. We've been putting up with this long enough, and people want to see that folks here in Washington, and especially this president, who's driving our country in the ditch, or as our ad, you can see at GOP.com shows, off the cliff, have to get straightened out, and they're not doing it.
Sorry, was drinking coffee. All right, so you got to love the way he, you know, whoever the interviewer was. I don't know if that was Vic Caputo. I don't remember. I don't know who that was. But anyway, of course, very slanted introduction. Now, it'd be different because I slant my stuff all the time, but I'm partisan, and I, you know, don't claim to be fair and balanced. So he slants the question. He asks the question. The answer, by the way, is not based on any kind of reality. Because it's not just about getting spending under control. That certainly is a large factor. Let's call it half the factor. The other half of the factor is increasing revenue. And the one way we know we can definitively increase revenue is to either raise taxes or let tax breaks to the wealthy expire. It's that simple.
Isn't it funny how Republicans use share sacrifice when they want to attack teachers and seniors? But then when you go after the rich, then it's the false notion of shared sacrifice, and they kind of make fun of it. Oh, give me a break. It's how pathetic is shared sacrifice?
Yeah, and I'll assure you that Reince Priebus, who is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, is probably fairly wealthy. So chances are this would affect him in a pretty significant way. Just suggesting, that's all. All right, now when we come back, we'll give you a little more from Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus. And then we've got some stuff from former Secretary of State Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is, by the way, the father of Mika Brzezinski, who is the co-host of Morning Joe on MSNBC. And then we've got also some audio from former Senator Rick Santorum, who's running for the presidency. And I know Jeff is really looking forward to this one, so we'll make sure we get to that. A very quick break here. Feel free to give us a call. We've got some gifts to give away. And by the way, we're closer to having our baseball caps and our mugs and our bumper stickers. So we are just feeling so Santa Claus-ish on this July morning. All right, we'll take the break. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. We are the only progressive talk show in town. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by McDonald's. 96 still closed eastbound between Martin Luther King and I-75. Drivers want to go 96 east to 94 east to M10 or I-75 to head into downtown or connect with I-75 and make your way around the closure. Rest of the roadways look great so far this morning.
Drive through McDonald's and grab a new French vanilla frappe. It's a refreshing, slow-sipping experience that's full of sweet, rich vanilla flavor from the first sip to the last, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Try a new French vanilla frappe today. Only available at McDonald's.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We may see a few clouds with our sun and a high near 82. Tonight partly cloudy, a low near 64. Tomorrow sunny and a high of 86. Right now a few clouds, 66 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Connecticut has one of the highest deficits in the country as a percentage of its budget. When the new Democratic Governor Dan Malloy came into office in January, he proposed a package of tax increases, budget cuts, and state employee concessions to balance the budget.
Melissa
Pugues reports on how the agreement with the state's 45,000 public workers blew up.
The budget deal Malloy reached in May included an agreement with leaders of the state's 15 public employee unions for $1.6 billion in givebacks or other savings. The alternative was thousands of layoffs, up to 15% of the workforce. While 57% of union members voted in favor, union rules require an 80% majority for approval. The deal imploded in late June. It would have included increased contributions to health care and pensions, but also included no layoffs for 4 years and 3% wage increases in the last 3 years of the 5-year deal. Malloy says he will not renegotiate the agreement, and union leaders say they can't change the rules after the fact to let a simple majority ratify it. Governor Malloy says he's happy to explain the deal again, but not renegotiate it. John Young is chapter president of an AFSCME local of administrative employees at Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven.
I think maybe they'll be hoping they can go back to the governor and maybe adjust the agreement itself and then possibly have a revote on it.
Without an agreement, layoffs of up to 6,000 workers will start in September. I'm Melinda Tuhus in New Haven for Workers Independent News.
President Barack Obama has a new director of recovery for auto communities and workers. Youngstown, Ohio Mayor Jay Williams will be leading the Office of Recovery for Auto Communities and Workers, which replaces the Council on Automotive Communities and Workers. That council was created by executive order in 2009. The ongoing goal of the office is to help identify ailing auto communities, where resources are lacking, and to help those communities get back on track toward revitalization. Williams was chosen due to the economic development that has taken place in Youngstown under his leadership. In the executive order, the Obama administration says that over the last 2 years, 115,000 auto industry jobs have been created. That's after a loss of 400,000 jobs between 2008 and 2009.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Just heard from Bruce Felk, who told me that there is a protest plan at the Liz Winstead show this Saturday in Pontiac. So I need a lot of folks to show up there to support Planned Parenthood and make sure that we don't let them shout us down. Do you get that? And Bruce, if you're listening, the phones are working just fine on our end, buddy, so don't know what that's all about. All right, let's, God, we got so much to do today. Let's go back to some audio, Jeff. And again, Reince Priebus was on Fox News yesterday, and he wanted to share some information that he had seen, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
And I saw a statistic a couple weeks ago that showed that if you taxed everyone who makes over $100,000, 100%, that isn't going to solve our problems, because our problems are the spending problem in Washington is so staggering, and it's so much out of control, that the only way to really deal with this issue head on is to put in place spending cuts, you know, at least equal, or certainly equal or greater to any increase in this debt ceiling vote. And these other ideas that are out there are very valid to consider too, like caps and balanced budget amendments. And the reason that's being discussed is that Washington's out of control.
Well, you know what? Spending is out of control, but that's not a Democrat-only problem. And in fact, I want to point out once again, factually, that our government grew to record proportions under George W. Bush, and that Barack Obama, to some degree, has had to fund what George Bush created. Now, certainly, Barack Obama can undo some of what's been done underneath Republican administrations, and he should. And he should. Again, I'm not suggesting we don't need to cut spending. We do. But we also need to increase our revenue. And it's real simple. We can reduce spending all day long. If we do not increase our revenue, we will never be able to pay off the debt that we have. You know, a balanced budget's kind of an oxymoron anymore, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately it is. So anyway, that's what Reince Priebus had to say.
I like how he started this statistic like that, like somebody claimed, well, if you do tax people over 100,000, 100%, that would solve all our problems.
It would not solve all our problems.
Right, but what did that solve, that stat that he just made up?
Well, nothing. I mean, the point he was trying to make, and actually he should have just said it, Jeff, the point was, you know, it was wrong, but the point he was trying to make was, you know, just by increasing or by taxing wealthiest Americans doesn't solve the problem. That's what he was trying to say, which is a much more effective way of saying, even if we were to tax everybody that made over $100,000 a year at 100%, it wouldn't solve the problem.
But it sure would help.
Well, yeah, you got that right. It sure would help. No question, that's true. It's just, you know, again, it's all semantics. I realize Democrats do it well, but that's why you have shows like First Shift, so we can kind of delve into this stuff and break it up a little bit, you know, and try to make some sense of it. That's all. That's all we're trying to do, is to make some sense of all this. Very quickly, let me go to the phone, because we got a lot to get to in this hour. If you want to join us again, 888-552-3595. My old pal Tim in Brownstown. Tim, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I hope my phone is a little better today. I'm on a different phone. My comment is, Tony, when you raise taxes on the wealthy, it always trickles down to us and it comes out of our pocket.
It's never happened, Tim. I'm so tired of this line of bullcrap. Tim, trickle-down economics never worked, never will. It's statistically and factually correct. Tim, you gotta stop using other people's talking points. Stop doing it. In fact, Tim, I have so much respect for you that I think you need to take a little break from calling this show. All right? Go do some homework. And then if you want to come back with real information, because I really think you're a nice man, but I can't waste any more time on comments like that. All right, Zbigniew Brzezinski was on Morning Joe yesterday, or actually he was on with Chuck Todd, was he not?
Morning Joe.
He was on Morning Joe?
His daughter, yeah.
All right, and Mika Brzezinski, of course, his daughter, very beautiful woman, very smart lady. I have a lot of respect for Mika. Her father is the former Secretary of State for the United States of America, and he had a couple things to say about wealth in this country. Go ahead, Jeff.
It seems to me that if America were really expanding economically, becoming wealthier, more productive, more innovative,
That kind of disparity would be more or less palatable. But when you have stagnation, when you have rather severe case of unemployment, the sense of social injustice can be terribly demoralizing and politically, in the long run, very dangerous. It can politicize socioeconomic issues, create radicalism, class conflict, extremism. And I think that's a real risk in our society, especially since so many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money. They are engaging in financial manipulations, but not in enhancing productivity and increasing employment.
Yeah, and in fact, to further, and we'll get to another piece of sound here in just a second, to further that, there was a piece in the New York Times just June 30th titled The Wageless Profitable Recovery. And I'm going to talk about that in greater detail after we listen to this soundbite.
Oh, when the lower middle class begins to be more severely affected and really begins to join the ranks of the unemployed or the financially threatened, I don't think we're yet at that point statistically. It has to be a socially significant segment of society. Right now, the problem is more in the realm of social injustice, of what morally is really acceptable in a fair society. But before too long, if there is a slippage in numbers downward, then, of course, it'll become a socio-political problem.
You know, and then we talk about, you know, those on the right saying that we are living in a socialist society. Those on the, those on the right saying that we live in a socialist society. Those on the left saying we're living in a fascist society. And statistically, we are living in a fascist reality right now. There's no question that's true. But let me focus for a moment on this New York Times piece that I believe Charles posted at the First Shift Facebook page, all right? And it's, again, titled The Wageless Profitable Recovery. And this is how it begins. Economists at Northeastern University have found that the current economic recovery in the United States has been unusually skewed in favor of corporate profits against increased wages for workers. In their newly released study, the Northeastern economists found that since the recovery began in June of 2009, following a deep 18-month recession, quote, corporate profits captured 88% of the growth in real national income, while aggregate wages and salaries accounted for only slightly more than, Jeff, get this, slightly more than 1% of that growth.
That's enough, isn't it?
Seriously, corporate profits, 88%. 88%. Personal income growth, just over 1%. The study was titled The Jobless and Wageless Recovery from the Great Recession of 2007-2009. Said it was unprecedented for American workers to receive such a tiny share of national income growth during a recovery. And tell me we don't need unions? Seriously, folks? According to the study, between the second quarter of 2009... when the recovery began, in the fourth quarter of 2010, national income rose by $528 billion, with $464 billion of that growth going to pre-tax corporate profits, while just $7 billion went to the aggregate wages and salaries after accounting for inflation. That's nationwide, folks. $7 billion shared nationwide. Not a lot of cash. The share of income growth going to employee compensation was far lower than in the four other economic recoveries that have occurred over the last 30 years. Are you hearing this, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this is just disgusting. The lack of any net job growth in the current recovery combined with the stagnant but real hourly and weekly wages is responsible for this unique and devastating outcome, wrote the report's authors Andrew Sum, Ishwar Katawa, Joseph McLaughlin, and Sheila Palma. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, sound familiar, Tim? Average real hourly earnings for all employees actually declined by 1.1% from June of 2009, when the recovery began, to May of 2011. The month for which the most recent earnings numbers are available. The author said another factor explaining the weak performance for aggregate wages and salaries was the slow growth in weekly hours during the recovery. At the same time, worker productivity has grown just under 6% since the recovery began, helping to keep employment down while lifting corporate profits. Jeff, remember last week we were having this discussion about corporate profits? It might have been a private discussion. I don't know if we ended up having it on air, but I know we talked about it off air. You know, this idea that, you know, corporations continue to had record profits, yet, you know, unemployment is stagnated.
Right.
Not creating jobs.
They have no incentive to spread the wealth around. You give them more money, then they put it right in their pocket. It doesn't make any sense that they would just, you know, you give them tax breaks and suddenly they're going to be like, oh, okay, I'll hire people for pointless jobs.
Absolutely. And then, you know, to continue it, as we will after the break, to continue it, according to Gary Burns, a columnist for thebusinessjournals.com, you know, tax cuts don't create jobs. And it's even worse for women in this recovery. Where men are barely getting work, women aren't getting work. Period. We'll be back. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. Folks, that's why the facts scare you, because the truth is not pretty. We got a lot to get to. Stay where you're at. We'll be back. 888-552-3595 if you care to join us.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Recently on First Shift,
NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their families.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And we're going to have more time later on in the show, certainly when Kevin Moore is with us from the Teamsters Local 299. We'll have more of an opportunity to talk about the job picture out there and and have him respond from a union leader's perspective on, you know, corporate profits. And again, we're talking about record corporate profits, and Kevin's negotiating on a daily basis with employers. You know, nobody understands this better than Kevin does. And then he's fresh back from their convention, where I assure you this was an issue. I can promise you that. So we'll get back to that, but I'm not letting this stuff go. There's a lot there. All right. Rick Santorum, former senator, United States senator from Pennsylvania, is a candidate for the presidency, was on CNN yesterday, and the following exchange occurred, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Hi, Christine here. As a response to a financial crisis, the largest, certainly in our memory, and since the Great Depression at the very least.
And made worse by this president.
I mean, he didn't double the deficit of his own choice. He didn't walk into office in January of the year that he took over.
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he passed a huge stimulus package, which now we know, over the past two quarters, has actually cost American jobs. And that's from the report of his own administration. They claimed in December that by the end of last year that they created 280 million jobs, and now they're saying they created only 240 million jobs. So, look, I mean, this is you're talking about huge increases in spending.
Senator, I'm going to ask you to restate that. I've never heard that in my life. Tell me again what you just said.
If you look at the report that came out on Friday, the president's own economic advisors said that the jobs stimulus package actually created fewer jobs over the period of time since the stimulus package went in place than it did when they reported back in December. In other words, there's 30 million less jobs as a result of the stimulus package.
That's not a loss of jobs, Senator. That's a smaller aggregation of jobs. You can't go on a national campaign with this kind of math, Senator. It's just incorrect.
Well, sure you can, because that's not incorrect. I mean, they're claiming less jobs.
Senator, it's created 230 million jobs. It's not a loss of jobs. That's just not a loss of jobs.
I don't know how you count. One report says there were 280, and now there's only 240. That means that there's...
I'm getting a lot of interviews to do. You might want to check that, Matt. All right, Senator, look forward to talking to you again. I would tell you, though, dangerous to go around saying that the stimulus didn't create jobs. If it created fewer than you originally suspected, that's a very different story. I'm happy to do that, Senator, and when you do, I'd be happy to hear from you as well.
Their report says that the job totals have decreased over time.
Right,
not increasing
fewer jobs created than initially thought, not a loss of jobs. Very distinct, very, very big difference. Let's not make a campaign slogan out of something that's incorrect. I think you might thank me for the guidance, but it's your campaign, so you do what you
Rick
see.
Rick Santorum, thank you so much. I know you've really pounded the pavement in Iowa, in New Hampshire, working to, you know, there's a lot of buzz around there.
Let's just be clear. That's just not right information.
Well, I'm going to go get that.
They were not,
that's incorrect. Thank you so much.
You know, and God bless Rick Santorum. This man needs prayer. I assure, first of all, Jeff, 240 million jobs.
That seems like a lot.
Well, you know, first of all, let me also point out that the folks at CNN didn't correct that either. 240 million jobs would solve our unemployment problem in a heartbeat. In fact, there would be babies that would be employed at 240 million jobs, okay? Now, we'll set the numbers aside for just a moment. The stimulus TARP monies did create jobs. I believe what Rick said, and if I'm wrong, Jeff, correct me. I believe what Rick Santorum was trying to say was that, you know, we didn't create as many jobs as they had hoped they would create with the stimulus money, right?
Right.
Okay. But what he said was we actually lost jobs because we didn't create as many as we'd predicted.
Right.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that
Where's John Daly when you need him? We're going to have to ask Liz Winstead tomorrow when we've got her on. I mean, seriously, this isn't even about fuzzy math. This is about a brain disconnect. Because you can't lose jobs you never had. I mean, that's the whole point. I believe that's the point that the CNN interviewer is trying to make, right?
Right.
All right. Because, you know, I'm sitting here while it's playing, you know, you kind of, I'm listening to Santorum, and of course that, you know, that liberal mindset of mine kicks in, and I'm, you know, and I want to scream at him. And so I, you know, maybe I didn't catch it all, but I did. So, you know, at least I did hear, you know, the important stuff. And the reality is Rick Santorum is just not connected to reality right now.
The funny part is this is what a lot of Republicans do is they try and twist the numbers around and use fuzzy math And he actually did it in a way where he got caught. And when he got busted, he stuck to his guns, and it made him look really, I mean, really, really bad.
And I'm going to tell you why he lost. I want to tell you what happened. He has been trained by his advisors. And one of the things that a candidate is trained to do, Jeff, is to stick with your argument no matter what. What Rick Santorum didn't realize was that he was actually arguing for the wrong piece of his argument. He was so intent on sticking to being right that he didn't realize that if he had just said, oh, yeah, I misstated that, that's all he would have had to do, and then he would have been fine. But he was so concerned about being right that he vehemently defended what he said. Now, I assure you, when he left that studio and he was in the privacy of the company of his advisors, they all looked at each other and went, what the F? We blew that one.
And on top of it, I mean, if you're going to use general numbers, he starts with 280 and then goes down to 240 and then later says the difference between that is 30 mil.
Right.
That's not good math either.
That would be 40 mil. But again, folks, if we were to create 40 million jobs, we would be a really happy nation, would we not? I mean, this is just insane. And I'm surprised, you know, again, I'm surprised the CNN people didn't correct just that part of it. But again, the bigger, and I get that, the bigger mistake here was that he was saying that we'd lost jobs when indeed you can't lose jobs you never had. And that's the bottom line here. And poor Rick Santorum, I think that he's even going to have a tougher time than that congressman from the 11th Congressional District who I refuse to admit as a presidential candidate, so I won't even say his name. But it's just crazy. God bless you, Rick Santorum, dude. You got problems. You got serious problems.
Now, was the stimulus package just a Democrat invention?
Yes. In fact, it was voted along party lines in the House. Now, I'm not quite 100% sure in the Senate if it was by party lines as well. It may have been. There, not one Republican voted for the stimulus package in the House, but we actually owned the House. You know, we had our majority in the House at that time, so we didn't need any Republican votes. And again, as far as in the Senate, I'm not 100% sure if that was along party lines as well. But it doesn't matter because it passed and the president signed it. And so, yes, no, it was uniquely a Democrat idea.
When good things are brought about it, I've heard people say, well, the idea was birthed during the Bush years.
Well, of course, they're going to always take advantage of, a conversation that might have happened and might not have happened. But, yeah, no, this is a uniquely Democrat idea, and it was all on President Obama. Good or bad, it's on him. All right, we got to take a break here for the top of the hour. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with news. We'll visit with Ramona Chapman on the other side. Organ donation, if you go to our Facebook page right now, First Shift, the poll question's there. Are you a organ donor? That's all I'm asking, yes or no. Lots of nice organ donors out there. Glad to see that. We'll break for the top of the hour and be back after this on First Shift right here on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes still that closure of 96 the Jeffries eastbound between Martin Luther King and I-75. That accident and investigation has been going on now for a couple of hours. Drivers are finding that they can get around it, though. 96 east, get on to 94 east, then go to M10 the Lodge into downtown or go further east to I-75, and that's how you can head around it. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We may see a few clouds with our sun and a high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 64. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 86. Right now, a few clouds, 66 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
KCNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Lying to police could get Casey Anthony a four-year prison sentence, but most folks expect the Florida mom acquitted of killing her two-year-old daughter to be released from prison today following sentencing. Juror Jennifer Ford tells ABC News, not guilty doesn't necessarily mean innocent. It means not enough evidence explaining the toddler's death.
There wasn't anything strong enough to say exactly. I don't think anyone in America could tell us exactly how she died.
Former prosecutors now say Anthony owes the state for costs of the investigation. Former O.J. Simpson prosecutor Marcia Clark says that makes sense.
Should the taxpayer bear that cost? Why shouldn't the defendant bear the cost?
The Manhattan district attorney in the sex assault case against Dominique Strauss-Kahn says he'll stick around. An attorney for the alleged victim, a hotel maid, said that he should recuse himself based on alleged leaks to the media to undermine the woman's credibility. This development is a good thing for former IMF chief Strauss-Kahn, says former prosecutor Sonny Hostin.
With the victim's credibility decimated in a way like this, there's just no way that this case can go forward. The victim would be the star witness, especially in a case where you have sort of this he said, she said.
The DA says the investigation against Strauss-Kahn is continuing. The White House held its first ever Twitter town hall meeting yesterday. One of the questions posed to President Obama, if he would issue an executive order to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
Congress is suggesting we may not vote to raise the debt ceiling. If we do not, then the Treasury will run out of money.
Obama meets with top Republican and Democratic leaders today at the White House to address the issue. The feds are ordering ExxonMobil to make safety improvements to a pipeline that ruptured in Montana and caused up to 42,000 gallons of oil to spill into the Yellowstone River. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey folks, this is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. Here's today's question. In the city that has the sixth largest container port in North America, a bridge is marked by two crystal towers. What are the crystal towers made of? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
Were we out shopping in June? That's the question to be answered this morning as some big chain stores are opening their books for last month. Most analysts expect the news to be good, and Costco may be revealing just that trend. It says global same-store sales rose better than expected, 14%. In addition to retail, Wall Street will be looking at jobs a day before we get the official June employment reports from the government. This morning, we get a survey of private sector job growth from payroll processor ADP, in addition to weekly unemployment claims. It's been around for as long as most of us can remember, but the key is who owns the Frisbee. The iconic toy is caught in a court battle as Frisbee maker Wham-O will present arguments against the so-called false marking law before the Court of Appeals in Washington. It's all about Wham-O labeling its Frisbees with numbers for patents that expired as long ago as 1967. S&P stock futures not expiring. They're higher by four. NASDAQ futures ahead by six. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Hey, folks, this is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. Here's today's question. In the city that has the sixth largest container port in North America, a bridge is marked by two crystal towers. What are the crystal towers made of? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here. And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
But I'm excited. This is a challenge. Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning and welcome to hour two of First Shift. And I have an amazing guest for you to start this hour. I'm very, very, you know, pleased actually and honored at some level to present this this half hour to you for a variety of reasons. And I'll get into that in just a moment. We also want to talk about an event that's coming up that we'll talk about in this half hour that I'd like you to get involved in. Want to remind you, if you want to join us at any time throughout the program today, our toll-free number, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address is tony@thetonyshow.org. And we're going to have open line time a little later on in the hour. I've got some announcements to make, some places I'm going to be speaking that I'd like to see at. So we got a lot to get to. And don't forget, we've got some nice stuff to give away throughout the program today. I still have one set of tickets left for the Lynn Winstead show this Saturday. I'll have to leave them at the box office for you, but they'll be there. So if you'd like to go see that show, it's again a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. Let us know. We also have copies of the book Get Up, Stand Up, and we also have some copies of the documentary left on the Wisconsin worker uprising. So there's a lot of great stuff. If you want to join us, feel free to do just that. Very, very seriously now, folks. I read an article in yesterday's Detroit News that is titled Michigan Tries to Increase Number of Organ Donors. A very personal story. My brother, who passed away 15 years ago, actually July 3rd was the 15th anniversary of his death. My brother was born a juvenile diabetic, had a very, very difficult and painful life. It became clear at one point that he was going to need a kidney donor. And my sister was a match, and she donated a kidney to my brother, which gave us an extra 5 years with him. And we're all grateful for that. We're grateful for her, and we're grateful that we had that time. But obviously, when they strike us personally, we have a tendency to pay more attention to them. Organ donation happens to be one of those things. You'll, of course, when I emailed somebody yesterday that I was going to be doing this segment, they took me back to that that Will Smith movie. Jeff, what was the name of that movie where he ends up out of guilt donating his organs to a bunch of people? Do you remember that, the name of that movie?
Was it 7 Pounds or something?
7 Pounds, yeah. Just an amazing, amazing film. But the gift of life truly is organ donation. So let me get to my guest now. Joining us is Ramona Chapman. Ramona is the program director at Gift of Life Michigan, and she is the Gift of Life Minority Organ Tissue Transplant Education Program Coordinator. Amongst the many things that she has done, she has been certainly honored and celebrated for her commitment to this gift of life. She has a deep personal belief in what she does and has an amazing background, not only in helping those in need, but in providing spiritual comfort as well, as she is a graduate of the Urban Ministry Diploma Program and Theological Seminary from Detroit. And we want to welcome Ramona Chapman to First Shift this morning. Ramona, what a blessing to have you on the show today.
Good morning, Mr. Tony Trupiano. What a blessing to be here.
Well, thank you. Let's first of all talk about, because we were just having this discussion right before you came on, let's talk about organ donation and our license. That's the first thing I want to address. We got a lot we're going to try to get to in this half hour. There's a little controversy now. Can we still check off on our license that we want to be an organ donor?
No, it's no longer on the back of your license to check that you want to be an organ donor. We ask you to get a little red heart emblem on the front of your driver's license to sign up on the Michigan Organ Donor Registry. And the way that you do that is either you go to the Secretary of State's office or you go on our website at www.giftoflifemichigan.org and sign up, or you can always call us at 1-800-482-4881. But there has been a lot of confusion. People thinking they can still check on the back of their driver's license. That does not suggest that you want to be an organ donor. The way that we know that you want to be an organ donor is for you to go to either the Secretary of State's office or on our website or call us and get a little red heart emblem on the front of your driver's license.
All right. And Ramona, I just don't know. Is there a reason why we no longer can just get that, put that sticker on the back of our license and check it off?
Yes, because we do not have access to the back of your driver's license. That has been one of the myths and misconceptions that sometimes people have not wanted to sign up. They said, if I sign up and it's on the back of my license, then those persons in the emergency room will not try to save our lives. And so we do not have access to your driver's license. When a person enters into the emergency room, people are there to try to save their lives. And so this way documents to us that you have decided that you would like to be an organ and tissue donor and save the lives of others.
All right. And again, these were things that came up before the show, and you really addressed them quite nicely. Now, is the Secretary of State's office in concert with Gift of Life Michigan assisting you or being a good partner in helping to expand the donor donation program in Michigan?
Yes. The Secretary of State's office has been our partner over the years, and every Secretary of State has continued to expand the opportunities for more Michigan residents to sign up to become an organ donor. Our current Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson, has expanded the legend that has been before her. And so now the clerks are being asked, required, if time permits, to ask people if they want to sign up on the organ donor registry. There are different questions that are being asked and different questions that are now online on many of our legal documents that ask the question, would you like to sign up to become an organ and tissue donor? And so as a result of that effort, last month we had an additional 5,000 people to sign up. Now, that was more than we had in May of 2010. In May of 2010, we had a little less than 24,000 people sign up in the month of May. In May of 2011, we had about 29,000 people sign up. And so you can see that change is quite significant in helping us to save and increase people signing up on the Organ Donor Registry.
You know, my producer asks a good question, so let me ask you this, Ramona Chapman. Is when you decide that you want to become an organ donor, can you be specific as to what you want to donate, or is it all or nothing?
It is. Right now, there's no place for you to choose which organs or tissues that you would like donated. However, if that's something that you feel very strongly about, you can document that. But we have over approximately 3,000 people waiting in the state of Michigan. And unfortunately, across the country, every day, 18 people die because we do not have organs available for them. And so, therefore, we believe that people sign up to donate all organs and tissues, corneas, to help give people the gift of sight. And so, therefore, You know, there's no place at this particular point in time. Again, if it's something that you feel very strongly about, you can document those wishes and share them with your family.
All right, very good. Ramona Chapman, again, my guest. Giftoflifemichigan.org is the website, giftoflifemichigan.org. I know Todd will have it up on the Facebook page here momentarily if he doesn't already. And again, the number to call them directly, 1-800-482-4881. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
800-482-4881. You know, Ramona, I shared a little bit of my personal story. Is there a reason why you ended up with Gift of Life as a career?
Well, I ended up, a friend of mine was working at Gift of Life, continued to talk to me about the importance of it. And even though I had friends who had received organ transplants and had a family history of diabetes, I don't think I was as informed as I should have been. And so I decided that at one point in time, okay, fine, I will try to give it a shot in my career. It has become a mission and a ministry of my life that I absolutely love to share the message of organ and tissue donation, to see the lives that are changed and transformed as a result of organ and tissue donation, to meet donor families who at such a challenging time in their lives love life and love people enough that they have also shared the gift of life, to see people document their wishes that I, you know, used to know that would say I would never sign up to become an organ and tissue donor. And so just having the opportunity to share information and to get people mobilized in our communities to sign up has been the most rewarding career I could have ever chosen.
You know, even in the short period of time, Ramona, that you and I chatted yesterday afternoon on the phone, I just, you know, there's an energy about you. There's this, I mean, this light that kind of shines from you because there's a sincerity. I mean, what you do and what you've chosen to do as a vocation has really become an avocation for you in a very real way.
Yes, yes, I would concur with that totally. It has been an opportunity. I tell people every day it's a pleasure just to wake up and to be able to serve the citizens of the state of Michigan through Gift of Life Michigan.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break here. Ramona Chapman, again, my guest. Lots more to get to. They also have an annual Life Walk coming up. We're going to tell you how you can get involved in that. We're going to be promoting that all the way up till July 23rd, which is the day of the event. You know, again, I just wanted to make sure, folks, that you understood what was going on, because when I read this article yesterday, I thought I knew and I didn't. So we all got to stay on top of this information. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. All morning long, our total traffic update has included the closure of I-96, the Jeffries eastbound between Martin Luther King and I-75. We are very backed up for those using 96. You want to get off at 94, go east to M-10, use that to head in toward downtown, or you can go further east on 94 to 75, maybe go northbound if you need to, or southbound in toward downtown.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun and 82 today. Tonight, clouds and a low of 64. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 86. Right now, it's mostly cloudy at Metro Airport and 65 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that.
go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm making burgers, honey. Do you want one or two? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I mean, would you like to double down?
I'm in.
Yeah, he still feels it. He's been to MGM Grand Detroit with more than 4,000 of the best slots, over 90 table games, and so much more. It's hard to shake the feeling.
And we have a winner. Here are your chips.
Mmm, thanks.
It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Recently on First Shift,
NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their family.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310
WDTW.
In the zone. If your car's battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested now, because soaring temperatures can leave you stranded. Come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free, so you know exactly where you stand. And if you need a new one, AutoZone is the only place you can find top-rated Duralast batteries, proven tough even in extreme heat. So don't get stuck on the side of the road. Let us test your battery today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310.
WDTW.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Again, my guest, Ramona Chapman. She is with Gift of Life Michigan. You are going to find them online at giftoflifemichigan.org. And again, you can call them directly at 1-800-482-4881. You know, Ramona, certainly one of the focuses you have in your role is to, I would think, recruit more minorities into the organ donation program. Again, I don't claim to know a lot about this, but when it comes to matches, does that matter? Does your ethnicity matter?
The only organ that it really matters for is for kidney matches. For all other organs, ethnicity is not really an important factor. It's just that, unfortunately, 46% of those persons in Michigan awaiting kidney transplants are African Americans. And so, because 50% of our national waiting list is made up of ethnic minorities, trying to get more minorities involved in the process of organ and tissue donation to dispel the myths and misconceptions that people have about organ and tissue donation has been what we are committed to do. And so the Gift of Life MOTEP program really tries to go into the community to energize the community, empower the community, talk about diseases like diabetes and hypertension, which cause us to have such great need, as well as to share the message of signing up on the organ and tissue donor registry and to being a solution to the problem of the shortage of organs.
Yeah, and somebody sent me an email during the break wanting to know if they have diabetes or other illnesses, does that automatically make them not take away that opportunity to become a donor?
No, there is no medical condition that could rule out a person from signing up on the Michigan Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. At the time of a person's death, we will check to see if any type of disease might be present, and so therefore there's no condition that one should medically rule themselves out to signing up on the organ and tissue donor.
You know, Ramona Chapman, it's an important conversation to have with your family long before you need to have this discussion. Certainly, if you're in an accident and there's an opportunity and you're relatively healthy, there's an opportunity to help, you know, many people through organ donation. I mean, one person can really save, you know, some significant lives. But this is an important conversation to have long before you need to have it.
Yes, it is an important conversation, and that's why we're so thankful that we have the Red Heart emblem on the front of your driver's license, that when you go to the Secretary of State's office to sign up or you come to our website to sign up, there's an opportunity for you to also email your family and friends and let them know that you have signed up on the Michigan Organ Donor Registry. You can also share that message, just as I heard you share your personal testimony about the importance of organ and tissue donation and the significance that it has had in your life. And so when we have persons that go out in the community and talk and have people to sit down and have those family discussions about organ and tissue donation and people's desire, because we know that 86% of the people believe in organ and tissue donation, but unfortunately 86% of those persons have not signed up. And so therefore trying to continuously get the message out with our partnership with the Secretary of State, with our volunteers, with our donor families, going in just consistently and radio shows such as yours to share this particular message is something that many times people do not talk about until they find themselves either in a situation of need or in a situation of tragedy. So having the conversation around the dinner table, having the conversation at family reunions, at your workplace, at your place of worship, these are the times that we like to get the message out.
All right, let's talk a little bit, and you're right, I mean, that just makes complete sense. Let's make sure we talk a little bit about the Life Walk coming up on July 23rd, Ramona.
Okay. It's our 14th annual Life Walk and Run. It's an event that we began to try to really get the public engaged in promoting health and physical activity, as well as getting them involved and signing up on the Michigan Organ Donor Registry. And so there are donor families, there are persons that are recipients, waiting recipients that will be there that get an opportunity to share their stories about organ and tissue donation. We have a kids' corner where we have a lot of activities, so it's a fun and a family event. We have activities for our children to play with. We also have something for our seniors, something for everybody. We have a run that this year that will be our run marshal is our city council president pro tem Gary Brown. We're excited about that. We'll have the Lewis's and Dr. Reginald Eady, also from Detroit Receiving Hospital. And so there's just a number of things to do. It's a great event to come out and to have fun and learn more about organ and tissue donation. It's a time to sign up. It's a time, to, once again, to hear the stories of persons' lives who have been impacted by organ and tissue donation.
And there are some extraordinary stories, and not to mention those that are waiting again for donations, Ramona Chapman. You know, the Detroit News article talks about a young boy by the name of Jawan Davis Harbor, but there are so many stories like that of sick people literally just sitting there, waiting for life, waiting for death. It doesn't matter either way, Ramona. It's a difficult position to be in.
It's a difficult position to be in. And we have a new campaign this year also that's entitled Waiting to Live. And we want, again, people to understand that organ and tissue donation is not about death. Organ and tissue donation is about life. And so every day, 3,000 people believe that we at Gift of Life Michigan are committed to helping them to find that particular organ and tissue that they need. And so with that type of public trust that they have put in us at Gift of Life Michigan, all of us are committed every day to get the message out, to do whatever we can to get people to sign up on the Michigan Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. And as Duane's mother said yesterday in the article, that's a hope, realizing that now that more people are signing up because of different efforts that we have going on, because the Secretary of State clerks have joined us in this partnership of asking this particular question, that gives that family hope. Not only that family, those are the 2,999 persons that are waiting as well.
Well, again, I don't know that we could ever put enough energy toward this issue, this issue. And, you know, Ramona, it breaks my heart. Again, I go back and I think of the sacrifice that my sister made for my brother and the 5 years that it gave us and the blessing that was, although he's no longer with us. You know, it did give us 5 years we wouldn't have had any other way. And I would venture to guess that there are thousands of stories nationwide, maybe millions of stories nationwide, just like that one. And this, you know, and of course, Ramona, as I told you yesterday, although we're a very political show, there is no issue that is less partisan than organ donation. This has absolutely nothing to do with being a Republican or a Democrat or anything else. This happens to be about the human spirit, and we do need to, you know, honor the human spirit, and where we can give, give. This is to me, this is a simple decision for somebody. You ask yourself this question, Ramona, and just answer it honestly. Am I willing to allow somebody a chance to live a better life? If you can't answer yes to that question, I don't know what question you can answer yes to. Ramona, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
God bless you. It's a pleasure. And I'll make sure that we get out all this information. We'll be talking about the Life Walk from now until the 23rd. Folks, this is something you really need to get on board with, all right? A quick break here. We're open lines after this. Give us a call, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. It's been many hours now that I-96 has been closed eastbound between Martin Luther King and I-75 as you head into southwest Detroit. An accident and investigation has been going on. Drivers want to get off 96 east at 94. Use that to go east to M-10 or further east to I-75. Traffic that is already stuck there, you're being forced off at Martin Luther King. You can follow the service drive to get onto I-75, but it is very heavy and very backed up. Avoid 96 east. Anything on the other side of 94 if you can.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun and 82 today. Tonight, clouds and a low of 64. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 86. Right now, it's mostly cloudy at Metro Airport and 65 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Connecticut has one of the highest deficits in the country as a percentage of its budget. When the new Democratic governor, Dan Malloy, came into office in January, he proposed a package of tax increases, budget cuts, and state employee concessions to balance the budget. Melissa Tuhus reports on how the agreement with the state's 45,000 public workers blew up.
The budget deal Malloy reached in May included an agreement with leaders of the state's 15 public employee unions for $1.6 billion in givebacks or other savings. The alternative was thousands of layoffs, up to 15% of the workforce. While 57% of union members voted in favor, union rules require an 80% majority for approval. The deal imploded in late June. It would have included increased contributions to health care and pensions, but also included no layoffs for 4 years and 3% wage increases in the last 3 years of the five-year deal. Malloy says he will not renegotiate the agreement, and union leaders say they can't change the rules after the fact to let a simple majority ratify it. Governor Malloy says he's happy to explain the deal again, but not renegotiate it. John Young is chapter president of an AFSCME local of administrative employees at Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven.
I think maybe they'll be hoping they can go back to the governor and maybe adjust the agreement itself and then possibly have another have a revote on it.
Without an agreement, layoffs of up to 6,000 workers will start in September. I'm Melinda Tuhus in New Haven for Workers Independent News.
President Barack Obama has a new director of recovery for auto communities and workers. Youngstown, Ohio Mayor Jay Williams will be leading the Office of Recovery for Auto Communities and Workers, which replaces the Council on Automotive Communities and Workers. That council was created by executive order in 2009. The ongoing goal of the office is to help identify ailing auto communities, where resources are lacking, and to help those communities get back on track toward revitalization. Williams was chosen due to the economic development that has taken place in Youngstown under his leadership. In the executive order, the Obama administration says that over the last 2 years, 115,000 auto industry jobs have been created. That's after a loss of 400,000 jobs between 2008 and 2009.
The
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
35 minutes after 7 o'clock, and I want to thank Ramona Chapman once again for Gift of Life Michigan. The website, again, giftoflifemichigan.org, giftoflifemichigan.org. I'm going to give you in just a moment the website for the Life Walk, and so that's something you want to get involved with. I'll give that to you in just a second. The number again for Gift of Life Michigan, toll-free, 1-800-482-4881, 1-800-482-4881. I can't, you know, again, stress enough how important organ donation is, and, you know, happy that Todd does have it up on the Facebook, First Shift Facebook page now, so you can go right to giftoflifemichigan.org. The website for the annual Life Walk is the following. I'm going to spell it for you. M-O-T-T-E-P lifewalk.org. That's M-O-T-T-E-P lifewalk.org, and you'll get all the information you can ever want right there, and we will be sure that we mention this leading up to that event coming up on the 23rd of July. And again, my appreciation to Ramona. And also got a reminder during the break that that little sticker, that little hard sticker, is something that you can also request at the Secretary of State's office or at the website or by calling there. When you get a new license, they don't automatically send the stickers. So that's something you need to stay on top of. But I'm very glad that we did that segment and certainly wanted to share that with you. Again, I shared a little bit of my personal story, but certainly it's a story that's, you know, organ donation has touched many, many people, or sometimes the lack of donation has touched even more people. All right, amongst the many jobs that Jeff Radford has to do, besides driving the big bus here, making sure the show gets on the air and helping me, you know, book the show, actually he does most of the booking, and all of the technical stuff that he does, he helps me with being another set of eyes and another brain to look at stories and to find things for us, meaningful things for us to talk about. One of them was a piece that he had pulled from, I think it was Talking Points memo, but I'm not sure. Senator Jeff Sessions said that millionaires should share pain is, quote-unquote, rather pathetic. He actually said that that whole shared sacrifice thing is pathetic. Having the Senate declare that millionaires should share more of the pain involved in putting America's financial house in order, again, said Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, mind you, was rather pathetic. The top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee made the pronouncement after Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid bowed to GOP pressure and yanked from the floor a resolution on U.S. military action in Libya in favor of moving the budget issues. Reid's first measure in that direction is a non-binding resolution that states, quote, "It is the sense of the Senate that any agreements to reduce the budget deficit should require that those earning $1 million or more per year make a more meaningful contribution to the deficit reduction effort. The measure describes how well the wealthy have done lately, citing statistics that say that the median income of Standard & Poor's 500's company's chief financial officers, get this, jumped $2.9 million last year alone, and even though the median family income has declined by more than $2,500 in the last 10 years. The resolution also notes that 20% of all income goes to the top 1% and 80% of the nation's income growth over the last quarter century has gone to the top 1%. Now, if you weren't listening to the show earlier in the day, I also shared with you some statistical analysis that showed that 88% of all income growth is corporate profit. 88%. Less than one, or just over 1%, 1.235%, whatever it was, is about personal wage gain for the individual. So when we say the rich are getting richer and the middle class is shrinking and the poor are getting poorer, we now have statistical proof that bears witness to that, sadly enough. And then we begin to talk about unions. And those of you that claim unions are at fault for a declining economy, when indeed the exact opposite is obviously true. And then I had the guy call the show the other day to tell me that right to work states are actually flourishing, when I was able to turn around and point to the number one state in job losses is the king of right-to-work states, the state of Texas. Actually, they were number two in job losses. The state of California was number one, but they're a much larger state. Now, let's really stop and analyze what this means. Do I really need to draw that picture for you folks? You know, we talk on a daily basis about this struggle for the middle class. Without union representation, and I'm talking tough-nosed, honest to God, good union negotiators, like my guest in the next hour, Kevin Moore, from Teamsters Local 299. Without these folks, where the hell do you think we would be right now? And as bad as things are, I just read you the statistic that median family income is down $2,500 over the last 10 years. But in the top 1%, wealth is up over 20%. Where's the money going? And then I had, God bless him, my buddy Tim in Brownstown, who claims he's no longer going to listen to the show because I told him I wasn't going to let him get on here and espouse his bullcrap every day any longer. That, you know, the trickle-down works. Well, if trickle-down's working, it's not working for the rest of us. It trickled up, and that's where it stayed, trickled up. All the statistics we have prove that. All of them do.
Well, it sort of worked, right? 88%, for every 88% that businesses make or increase in profit, the 1% goes to everyone else.
Okay, but the cost of living also is accelerating faster at 1% a year. So, Jeff, how do we make up for the cost of living increase that we no longer have in our contracts?
Good question.
I'm just saying. You know, so for, again, you know, this is about people continually telling me I'm wrong and bashing Republicans and how I need to back off and, you know, I'm too one-sided. All I'm doing is speaking truth to power. That's all I'm doing. And so, you know, if somebody can come back with me or come back to me and tell me what I'm missing here, what am I missing that you folks get? You on the other side, if you will. Use that decide that being a Republican, I know why now people become Republicans. They become Republicans for really two reasons. They are anti-gay and anti-abortion, or they are wealthy. One or the other. It's one or the other. There might be a couple in the middle, and I may or may not hear from them, folks, but I'm telling you, by and large, people are Republican because of they are anti-gay and anti-abortion, or they're wealthy. There really is very little in between there. Okay, some of you say, no, I'm for smaller government. I'm a Republican because I'm for smaller government. Well, so are libertarians, by the way. Become a libertarian. Oh, no, can't do that. They're pot smokers. I'm libertarians. You know, folks, you continue to vote against your own best interest when you vote Republican. They don't care about you. And I think that should be clear to you by now. Really, it's pathetic to think that by paying your fair share, Senator Jeff Sessions, that's pathetic somehow. How is that pathetic? They're not sharing the cash, pal. You know, and let's talk for a minute about free market. You know, everybody says, well, let the market decide how society is going to sustain itself. Well, we can't do that because politics keeps getting in the way. All right? So we can't do that. So what's the solution? That's what I want to know, folks. What's the solution? And you know what? No one seems to have the answer. I don't have the answer. Well, actually, I do have the answer. I actually do have the answer. It's called a fair and equitable tax structure. It's about collective bargaining that includes cost of living increases. It's about a single-payer health care system that provides health care for everybody as a right, as it should be. It involves getting us out of wars that we shouldn't have been in to begin with. It's about returning to some kind of financial sanity. We can do all this. It's going to, again, take a committed group of leaders to make that happen. And if you're not on board with that, then what are you on board for? If you don't think that my plan works, what's your plan, folks? That's what I want to know. What plan do you have? At least I have one. Because I'm tired and I'm done with trying to defend, because I won't do it, whatever the Republican mantra is. I'm not going to defend that. I can't defend that. All I know is the people that I care about, the people that live in my community, that are my neighbors, the folks that I interact with on a daily basis, are not happy people. And they're not happy people because they continue to suffer under Republican rule. It's that simple. We're going to take a break here. We will be back. I'd like to hear from you. Doris, stay where you're at. We're going to come back to your call just after we take this break. 888-552-3595. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're listening to First Shift.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting.
But you understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
On 1310
WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, president of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Tripiani.
And you've got the number. Give me a call as Doris and Flint's done, and let us welcome Doris to First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning, Doris. What's
Hi,
on your mind? How are you?
I really, again, appreciate your talking, and I got far down enough that I could pick you up after the first hour. What you said about anti-gay, anti-abortion, or rich, I don't want to say which member of the family, but... they're anti-gay in the sense that they say, well, I don't want him to get married, but would be uncomfortable around him if he knew him, but he's got him around him, he just doesn't know it. And number two, anti-abortion. He says they can do that as long as we don't pay for it. And he still believes, because of propaganda that comes out, that money is coming from the government to pay for it. So that pulls them in, even though that's not true. Person is not rich. Like you said, they're not rich, but those issues pull them in. I just heard on my way down earlier that Obama is talking about putting Social Security and Medicare on the table, and I'm appalled, and the people that were calling into that program were also appalled, and some people say they would stay home. I'm thinking I wouldn't stay home. I would go write somebody in like Bernie Sanders or somebody, but if that's what happens, if he caves in on this, I think I've lost it in terms of any money. I don't give money to the Democratic Party anymore. I give money to candidates. You know, I'd rather write in Bernie Sanders, Alan Grayson, Russ Feingold, Dennis Kucinich, anybody that I really respect that has stood up for American people. I'm a physician, and I support single payer. And the single payer, Mad as Hell Doctors, you probably hear them on the radio now. They're still calling in. But I, you are the only sane voice that I can hear on the radio.
Well, you know, Doris, I am aware that the president has put, Medicare and Social Security. Well, I don't know about Social Security. I know Medicare for sure as a negotiating tool. I do know that this is going to cause an amazing problem for him. And as I'm sure you've heard, that there is a there's a movement building to try to get Russ Feingold to run in a primary against President Barack Obama.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is. It's a small movement, but it's out there. People are trying to pitch to him. You know, at the end of the day, here's what we need to be careful of. And again, this is an old argument, but unfortunately, Doris, it carries some water. You know, better the devil you do than the devil you don't. Do we really want a Republican or an Obama that we're unhappy with? You know, and we don't have to have that discussion today because the election's quite a ways off yet. But I don't know if the president allows Medicare to be cut after we have paid into it all our lives. And I don't care what it's going to look like. It's not going to be the promise we were told. And again, we were forced into paying for it. It's not like it was a voluntary thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how he explains his way out of this, Doris. I really don't.
Well, you know, from all the polls that I'm seeing, that 80% roughly of the American people, this is what they do not want, that cut. That is overwhelming. He has the majority of the people out there. It's not like that's a struggle. And FDR would have stood up for this. What I understand is that the 14th Amendment could be used, that the president, and even though I don't like Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, could take a stand on how that money is going to be spent. And you could go ahead and pay on your debt and cut out. This is what the Republicans would do if they were in that position. Cut out the funding going to the opposite party, because that's what they do. They attack the opposite party. And that would be do something powerful that stands for something that is right. And to continue to compromise when things are keep moving to the right instead of standing up for what is right, it's a real concern for me.
Well, Doris, I couldn't agree with you more. And again, I honor that you called the show. Thank you for all the hard work you do for us as well.
Thank you very much for being there.
All right, Doris, once again, thank you. Folks, this is bothersome. There's no question this is bothersome. And again, we're going to be faced, and this is certainly not Sophie's choice. It's not that dramatic, but if you are a progressive activist, these are the kind of choices that kind of eat at you. And there's no question that's true. And that's why when we talk about building a third party, it becomes problematic because, ultimately we all like to win, right? We all like to win. And so if you decide to attach your wagon to a third party, chances are you're not going to win. But maybe we need to define or redefine what win means. And I don't mean so that it fits something that makes us feel better. And I mean in a realistic way. But we'll see. And before we have to get out for the hour, let's welcome Amir in Detroit to First Shift. Amir, my friend, good to have you on this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tony. In regards to the Social Security and Medicare being on the table, people got to think about this. The way Social Security and Medicare is administered, especially in the last 30 years, we've had a lot of private companies have their hands in there. Like you got Medicare Advantage and some other little things that's on there. Maybe those are things that he's going to put on the table to tell the Republicans, if we eliminate these things, there's big cost savings to it, because I know a lot of seniors, they have those plans. It's expensive.
Well, again, we're going to have to wait and see what the details are of this quote-unquote
right.
negotiation. But, Amir, the bottom line is the president doesn't even need to be putting any of this on the table.
That is very true. And that's why everybody, especially the 80% of us that don't want it to happen, flood his office with calls and tell him to leave Social Security and Medicare alone. Matter of fact, improve it. Take the cap off that stuff and let everybody pay into it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's the easy thing to do.
Amir, you're 100% correct. Thanks for the call, Amir. He's right.
Thanks,
I mean, these are solvable problems, and they don't have to be solved in the way that they're being proposed. They don't have to be solved this way. The president really needs to start getting tougher. I'm telling you, it was a week ago yesterday that he had his press conference. And again, Jeff, remember, you loved how aggressive that guy was.
That's right.
I'm not so sure he's the same guy this week.
He might be floating in the wind, or
I don't know. We don't want to call him a flip flopper, but that's not flip flopping because he didn't really say anything in that press conference that he's going against this week. But he's also not showing the same bravado he had 7 days ago, and I'd like to see a little more of that. There's no question that's true, but we need to start creating an atmosphere that's going to create jobs. We need more jobs. More jobs solves a lot of these problems. And that's the part I don't get. Republicans don't seem to understand that we can hold them to the standard. Remember, they ran in 2010 on creating a creating jobs platform, and especially here in the state of Michigan, and they've lost jobs. They've continued to lose. We're bleeding jobs here in the state of Michigan. We're talking about firefighters and policemen and teachers and custodial workers and parapros. We've lost some significant jobs since Governor Snyder took office. It's problematic. All right, my brother Kevin Moore from Teamsters Local 299 on the other side of this. We have Diane Cross with Traffic and Weather, CNN with the headlines, and a great conversation in the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in this morning. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's only progressive talk show.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Good news. 96 has just reopened eastbound between, looks like Martin Luther King and I-75. We're still backed up, though, for miles. Very heavy traffic. You want to avoid the area for a while now, but at least it's open, and we should be able to get back to posted speeds before too long. 94 has been pretty slow eastbound, trying to make your way near 96 over to M-10 because so many drivers have been using that as the detour. It was slow, but at least that was moving. Again, the freeways reopened 96, and things should be clearing maybe in the next 20 minutes or so.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun and 82 today. Tonight, clouds and a low of 64. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 86. Right now, it's mostly cloudy at Metro Airport and 65 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio. I'm Cheryl Castro. Top story this hour, it could be get-out-of-jail day for Casey Anthony. The Florida mom will be sentenced for lying to police. She was acquitted in her daughter's death. CNN's David Mattingly has more on what Anthony's lawyer is planning in the Orlando courtroom.
Jose Baez says he will be asking the judge for Casey Anthony's release today. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, the state of Florida is going to be looking for some payback. They're going to be asking Casey Anthony to reimburse the Orange County Sheriff's Department for costs of this investigation.
A firm that helped search for Anthony's daughter also wants its money back, over $100,000. Cut, cap, and balance. That's the process in creating a balanced budget, according to a group of Republican lawmakers. Senator Lindsey Graham says amending the Constitution is the only solution.
With all due respect, I think insisting upon a balanced budget amendment of the Constitution is the only sure way to ever get out of debt. That's sad but true in my view.
Democrats want tax breaks for oil companies and the wealthy eliminated. Leaders from both sides meet with President Obama today. An attorney for Dominique Strauss-Kahn says his client won't accept any plea bargain, nor will he plead guilty to anything. It comes a day after the defense met with prosecutors investigating allegations the former IMF chief tried to rape a hotel maid. CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says this case is in serious trouble.
The rush to indict was a serious mistake, and the DA's office is paying for that mistake now.
A federal appeals court is blocking the military from enforcing its don't ask, don't tell policy on gays and lesbians. Military officials say the policy could be eliminated in a few weeks. Tomorrow will mark the final launch of a U.S. space shuttle, weather permitting. Liftoff of Atlantis is set to happen from Kennedy Space Center. This is CNN Radio.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Some big retailers are sharing June sales numbers this morning, and the news so far shows that shoppers were digging the discounts. Costco beat expectations, aided by gasoline sales at its pumps, and limited brands smashed through estimates with 12% growth when analysts predicted an under 4% gain. Teen retailer Buckle also beat forecasts. Wall Street traders will be looking at that to see how consumers were shopping last month. Also, they'll be looking to see if they were working. Ahead of tomorrow's official June employment report, payroll processor ADP will today unveil private sector job creation, and the government will post weekly jobless claims. Nielsen SoundScan says music sales for the first half of this year rose 8.5% over the same period last year. Even album sales rose for the first time in 7 years. The European Central Bank has done something the Fed has been avoiding. It's raised a key interest rate by a quarter point to 1.5%. S&P futures ahead by 5 points, NASDAQ ahead by 7. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Hey, folks, this is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. Here's today's question. In the city that has the sixth largest container port in North America, a bridge is marked by two crystal towers. What are the crystal towers made of? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work. On First Chip with Tony Tripiano.
And thank you for punching in this morning. This is our third and final hour of the Thursday program. Want to remind you, if you want to join us throughout this hour, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. I got a lot of email coming in, a little faster than I can read them right now. But let's just say they're tilted a little to the conservative side of things. I'll try to get to some of those a little later on. I do have a guest in studio with me this hour, as I've been promising you. We're going to get to him in just a moment. I do want to take a quick phone call to kind of clean up something from the last hour, and then we can go ahead and move on. So let's go ahead and welcome Stephen Monroe to the show. Steve, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's going on, buddy?
I have a question, and then I'll make my point. My question to you is, do you believe that Social Security contributes one dime to the debt or deficit at this point?
Social Security contributes to the deficit?
The deficit or the debt? The deficit for the year, the debt as a total, cumulative total?
No.
Okay. Well, if you believe that, then why do we hear Democratic lawmakers in Washington constantly saying that if they don't raise the debt limit, they're going to have to cut Social Security payments?
I've not heard that said. So I can't comment on something I've not heard. I've not heard that comment. Can you tell me, Steve, where you heard it at so I can go look for it?
I've heard it on CNN. I've heard it on MSNBC. I've heard it on Fox News. I've heard it on NBC, ABC. You've had Dick Durbin, you've had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you've had...
Steve, I'm not saying it didn't happen, I'm just saying I didn't hear it. So let me do a little homework on that, and okay. I'll address it, all right?
Okay, I appreciate it, Tony.
No problem, Steve, thanks so much for the call. All right, I do appreciate the call, we'll get to it. Let me turn my attention now, as I've been promising all morning. Joining me is Kevin Moore. Kevin is the president of Teamsters Local 299. He was with us on our inaugural show way back on May 2nd, and he joins us again. We'll call you a co-host this morning, Brother Moore. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks to be here.
You know, I want to start off, and Jeff, I know you've got some audio for us. I want to start off with a little bit of audio from your convention in Las Vegas. The speaker, Vice President Joe Biden. Go ahead, Jeff.
You ever think that in 2011 you'd be fighting against the right to work for less again? Did you think that would happen?
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to, this isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
Jimmy, your logo has been a horse's head. Their logo should be the horse's other end.
These guys argued again, okay, we don't like the Recovery Act, but if we're going to do it, let's do it as cheap as we can do it. It's not about a race to the bottom.
And there we go, Vice President Joe Biden. Kevin Moore, I got it. You were obviously right there. You were on the podium when he was speaking. Tell me what that was like.
Well, he hit a home run. I mean, he took a right to our 5,000 delegates and alternates and guests that were there. He laid it right on the line, as Teamsters do. He didn't fluff stuff or anything. He just brought it right to us. And I was very proud of how he said it. He was right from the heart and straightforward. We are in a war against workers in this country. He knows it. We know it. Society knows it. I just don't think the Republicans get it.
Well, I don't know what they get, to be honest with you, Kevin. Because I sit here on a daily basis, and you know, I had been asking the question. I stopped doing it. Where's the disconnect? I stopped asking the question because it's a question that doesn't have an answer. But going back to your convention, first of all, you know, let's let the audience know, what was the convention in Las Vegas about last week?
The convention was, we have it every 5 years to set the agenda for the next 5 years of our union, what we've done and what our future needs to be. And we set the tone for the next 5 years of what we think the vision of the union needs to be, set them goals, vote resolutions, make amendments to the Constitution, and set our future. We are very progressive on hitting goals and marks in a time frame. And so we went over the past 5 years of what we accomplished, what we have missed our marks, and we set the next 5 years agenda so we can make them.
Now, I know that Mr. Hoffa has a vision, and I know that this is an important time for unions. Everybody, you know, there are certain legacy unions in this country. The Teamsters are a legacy union. People look at the Teamsters for direction. Certainly, people are looking at Mr. Hoffa right now and wanting to see leadership. If you can you share with us a little bit about what the next 5 years you feel, the Teamsters feel the next 5 years needs to incorporate?
Well, the number one thing is organizing more workers in America. And we can see the attacks that are going on now. We see it in Michigan. We see it nationwide. I mean, we got local unions in Puerto Rico to Montreal to Guam. I mean, we are one of the largest unions in the world. And our union reaches across oceans divide. We reach across labor leaders in Europe. Our boss, Hoffa, has a relationship globally with union leaders throughout the world. And organizing is a key factor in our movement. We talked about this year alone, just organizing 8,000 ramp workers in Continental Airlines that have been wanting union representation for the last 18 years.
Wow.
We just won an election, and the Railroad Labor Act is very hard to get an election completed because of the difference between the NLRB election. We just organized 2,200 pilots in Republican Airlines. The airline industry is coming to the Teamsters in groves right now. We are taking over the airline industry. So organizing workers in America is our key. If you look back at the last two presidential elections, we had 12% organized labor in this country. Then we're down to 9%. If we don't balance that organized labor to make sure middle class has a paradigm between us and the have-nots, we're not going to survive.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. You know, Kevin, I shared this morning just some really what I think is disturbing information. 88% of all the wealth that's been created in the last 10 years has gone to corporations. Their profits are up 88%. They're keeping that money in their pockets. They're not spending it. It's what's called a workerless recovery. And those that are working, they've only seen their wages go up just over 1% in that same time period. By extension, Kevin, they have not seen a cost of living increase. So that over 1% increase in wages isn't obviously covering the cost of living in this country. If I'm not in a union, what's the likelihood that I'm going to see any kind of personal recovery? Because it is personal.
I don't see them recovering. Non-union people are just... they're just wages, and they're out-of-pocket pay. They have to pay for their benefits. They're making just enough money to keep them. The corporations are geniuses at it. They give them just enough money to make them think the unions are bad people. You don't want the unions. They're going to cost you your job. They give them the old speech that the, you know, unionized labor is going to destroy America, which is the biggest misnomer in the world. It's just a balancing point. You know, they get proper representation. They get health care. Every family deserves health care.
Absolutely.
And in the last 3 years, and especially in Michigan, in my local, and I have 140 contracts, we have worked with every corporation that we do business with. Our members have taken pay cuts in the last 3 years to make sure that they keep their job in the corporation as an opportunity to get through the rough times. But I guarantee you, on the other side of that slide scale, that when it comes time for them to ante up to pay back the workers who helped them survive, we're going to have to fight like dogs for every nickel and penny we get.
Yeah, but Kevin, if I've got to have somebody fighting for me, it's going to be you.
Well,
I'm just saying, I've known you a long time, and I you certainly recognized when you had to give, and you did. But, you know, again, you do your homework, not unlike what I just told you, this 88%. You know, corporations are making record profits right now. And I'm not saying every one of them is a Teamster employer, and I'm sure that some of your employers are still struggling. There's no question. We're in Southeast Michigan, and so the region is still struggling, and that means a lot of people are still struggling. At the same time, they can't expect their workers to continue to give and give and give just because it got easy to do that. And then there was nothing easy about it, but it certainly was a necessary thing at the time. Yeah, I don't know that I envy you, but at the same time, I know that this is a fight you're willing to take.
Oh, absolutely. And the corporations are great at it. They're still crying the poor. They're going to play this card to the nth extreme as they can get away with it. And Michigan is the slowest recovery. I mean, Michigan is still... I got union brothers in the UAW. I got UA brothers in the United Food and Commercial Workers, the building trades. Everybody's hurting right now, and we can put Michigan back to work. And our people are willing to sacrifice along the way. But you know, the corporate greed and the CEOs getting millions and millions of dollars of profit sharing and not thinking it's nothing out of the norm to make, you know, $56 million in a profit sharing when their employees are taking a 17% pay cut and working longer.
Well, you know, talking to my doctor yesterday, he was talking, and he was outraged by the bonuses of Blue Cross CEO last year. And in fact, when you walk into his office, he had the article from the newspaper cut out and stuck right next to the, because, you know, his patients are complaining about their health care. I complain about it too. He says, that's why I put it up there. People need to understand. It's not that I'm making this money. He's making this money. We're going to come back and talk. We got a lot to get to, including the bridge, the new international bridge and what it means, and do we need it, and how does it get done? Kevin Moore has a unique perspective on that, and you'll find out why in this hour. If you'd like to join us, if you've got a question or comment for Kevin Moore, now's the time to do it. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll take the break and be back on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that good news that 96 is reopened between Martin Luther King and I-75 in southwest Detroit that had been shut down for many hours. It has reopened. Traffic still trying to get back to normal, though, for those coming in eastbound 96, trying to get past 94, connecting onto I-75. But it is all open, and pretty soon that'll all be cleared.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 82. Tonight, though, we may see some clouds, a low near 64. Tomorrow, sunny skies, our high 86. Right now, it's overcast at Metro Airport. We're at 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you, Brandon.
State Representative Harvey Santana.
You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Kevin Moore is my guest in this hour. He's the president of Teamsters Local 299. And they're not just truck drivers, by the way. They represent a whole lot more people than just truck drivers. And the work that they do goes beyond, by the way, the workplace. They're very active from a charitable aspect. You guys are very involved in the community when your volunteer work is pristine, Kevin, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. We're also going to talk about the bridge here in a few minutes because you've got a unique perspective on that. But I do want to get to the phone. If folks, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595 is the number, and we're happy to pick up the charge for that. So give us a call. Let's welcome Joe in Detroit to the show. Joe, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with President Kevin Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. This is for your Teamster gentleman there. You know, I think that people forget, why they there are unions. if things hadn't been atrocious in the first place, there would have been no need for unions to begin with. You know, if the factory owners and the corporate fat cats treated people so well. We back on message, back to basics. People died. People literally died. How about the Miller Road massacre that Henry Ford and his henchmen perpetrated over there? People shed real blood, you know, for better working conditions. If Henry Ford had treated people so great, that wouldn't have happened. How about GM in 1937 when they shut that plant down? People don't remember that in this country, before unions, you worked a 10 to 12 hour day and a half a day on Saturday, and you were lucky to get Christmas off. And that for pittance wages. I mean, the unions, I am a union person. If I were self-employed, I would probably start a union. We need somebody to advocate. But the unions, you know, they get off track. They get off message. Why should I belong to a union? Haul out some of those old films. How about that shirtwaist factory fire in New York in 1913, I think it was. 146 young women died.
Yeah, you know, Joe, let me appreciate your enthusiasm. I want to let President Kevin Moore just kind of address.
Sure, I'm sorry.
No, we appreciate your passion. Kevin, go ahead and say hello to Joe.
Good morning, Joe, and you're right on message. I'm a third-generation Teamster. My grandfather started with James R. Hoff in Detroit. My father, God bless him, still alive. He just had surgery last week, 84 years old, Teamster, still alive. I grew up in an era where I've seen men and women lose their lives to stand up for working people. But society has changed. When I was young, they used to teach about labor unions in school. Now they do not have that in school. They don't want to educate you on what unions are about. They want that to be a misnomer. It's up to us to educate society and make sure our message is out and relate and reach out to the young people. Because not everybody's going to be a college graduate. I pray to God that all kids go to school and further their education. But trades and other avenues, there still needs to be a middle class job that they can raise their family and have health care and a pension and to be able to be a thriving force in the middle class. And it's up to us to make sure we educate that.
Oh, I'm in full agreement, 100%. Well, all I can say is keep the good work up, get, you know, back on track, and let people know why you exist and why you should exist and continue to do so. And I thank you for taking the call.
Joe, my pleasure. You know, Kevin, I know you heard the show that we did with the UFCW, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, on their history. I've extended that invitation to you as well to talk about the Teamster history. I think that Joe's right, and I do feel an obligation. And any union member that's listening right now, if your union wants to come on this show and talk about the history of your union, people need to understand the roots, Kevin, of where unions come from and what they do. I just said, you know, you guys aren't just truck drivers. You know, and some of the other companies that you have contracts with.
We represent people at the Detroit Metro Airport, all the rental car companies. We represent warehouse workers, truck drivers, car haul drivers. We are a multifaceted local union. We represent resin workers that make polymers for plastics.
The point is, Kevin, you are multidimensional. You are multifaceted, and you are reaching out into the community. And you're right. You had said earlier, organizing is critical, and it's in an economy that's supposedly in a recovery, and I realize that Michigan's behind, unlike any other state, and unfortunately, you know, we do need to, and I, again, want to put this out there. Anybody that wants to join a union, all you have to do is get in touch with me, and I'll get you in touch with the appropriate union. But, Kevin, as I just said, that 88% profit that is being kept, we talked about this in the last segment, you know, the 1% that's going to the workers, if you're not represented by a union, I mean, it's clear and simple, you're not going to participate that. I want to talk about right to work here for just a moment before we get to the break, because I want to get to the bridge issue. I knew this was going to happen, even having you here an hour, we're not going to have enough time. But, you know, I've got an article in front of me. I referenced it this morning. I had a guy call on Tuesday and talked and extolled the virtues of right-to-work states and how they're doing so great in Texas. Texas is number one right-to-work state in the country, only to get this, and this is a legit, this is from the Austin Business Journal. It's not some blog somewhere. It's not someone's opinion. They were number two in the nation in losing jobs. In the month of June alone, almost 3,000 jobs. How's right-to-work working for them?
Not very well. Right to work is the biggest misnomer. It's the biggest play on words that the Republicans use. And then there again, though, it's about educating society. Most people think right to work is good. They think right to, oh, yeah, right to work, that's a great thing. It is the biggest misnomer in the world. The right to work states throughout the country, job loss is overwhelming. And you can bet your bottom dollar that before it's over with in Michigan, they say they're not going to, they're playing a dance game. I guarantee you they're going to try to find a way to put right to work on the agenda in the fall. And if we're not educated, we're not mobilized, we're not ready to fight, they're going to jam it down your throat.
Well, you know, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but you've been out of town. On Friday, Kevin, Jack Hogendyke, former state rep, former state senator, put a group together, and they are proposing right to work.
And oh, well, there you go. Being gone for 18 days, you lose touch.
Yeah, and so that just, but that just happened Friday. The interesting thing is, they had six press conferences scheduled for all around the state. They had to cancel a couple of them. They had to move a couple of them because so many protesters showed up to protest what they were doing that they didn't have room to be where they were at.
Well, God bless them. They need to keep tuned in and ready to go because they're going to try every angle they can to put this on the agenda. Bet me.
Yeah. Right to work is, you know, as our good mutual friend Chris Mihalaka says all the time, should mean right to work for less.
That's an absolute paraphrase.
It is. I mean, it's the truth. There's no question that's true. It takes away all the protections that we talk about. You know, I want to go for a minute in a segment of society that we kind of forget that is important to the union movement, and that's women. Women in the workforce. You know, women without unions wouldn't. I mean, they have complete parity when they're in a union.
Oh, absolutely.
That doesn't happen anywhere else. If you're a woman and you're not in a union, you are not getting equal pay.
That's a given. The Teamsters movement is probably our movement with the women organization. We have a women's conference that is building dramatically year after year to educate, mobilize, and teach women to be leaders and progressive because the women workforce is growing in our country faster than they're keeping up with the Hispanic workforce.
Absolutely. A very quick break here. Kevin Moore with Teamsters Local 299. We're going to talk about this new bridge that is quite controversial, and maybe it shouldn't be. I'm just saying, pay attention. You might learn something. Tony Trupiano with you. We'll take the break on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. And again, the good news is that 96 has reopened eastbound from Martin Luther King toward I-75. So traffic heading in towards southwest Detroit, that's getting back to posted speeds for those trying to head again eastbound on 96, trying to get towards 75. Northbound 275 at Ann Arbor Road, an earlier accident there moved off to the shoulder, but looks like not causing any delays.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 82. Tonight, though, we may see some clouds, a low near 64. Tomorrow, sunny skies, our high 86. Right now, it's overcast at Metro Airport. We're at 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Connecticut has one of the highest deficits in the country as a percentage of its budget. When the new Democratic Governor Dan Malloy came into office in January, he proposed a package of tax increases, budget cuts, and state employee concessions to balance the budget. Melissa Tuhus reports on how the agreement with the state's 45,000 public workers blew up.
The budget deal Malloy reached in May included an agreement with leaders of the state's 15 public employee unions for $1.6 billion in givebacks or other savings. The alternative was thousands of layoffs, up to 15% of the workforce. While 57% of union members voted in favor, union rules require an 80% majority for approval. The deal imploded in late June. It would have included increased contributions to health care and pensions, but also included no layoffs for 4 years and 3% wage increases in the last 3 years of the 5-year deal. Malloy says he will not renegotiate the agreement and union leaders say they can't change the rules after the fact to let a simple majority ratify it. Governor Malloy says he's happy to explain the deal again, but not renegotiate it. John Young is chapter president of an AFSCME local of administrative employees at Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven.
I think maybe they'll be hoping they can go back to the governor and maybe adjust the agreement itself and then possibly have a revote on it.
Without an agreement, layoffs of up to 6,000 workers will start in September. I'm Melinda Tuhus in New Haven for Workers Independent News.
President Barack Obama has a new director of recovery for auto communities and workers. Youngstown, Ohio Mayor Jay Williams will be leading the Office of Recovery for Auto Communities and Workers, which replaces the Council on Automotive Communities and Workers. That council was created by executive order in 2009. The ongoing goal of the office is to help identify ailing auto communities, where resources are lacking, and to help those communities get back on track toward revitalization. Williams was chosen due to the economic development that has taken place in Youngstown under his leadership. In the executive order, the Obama administration says that over the last 2 years, 115,000 auto industry jobs have been created. That's after a loss of 400,000 jobs between 2008 and 2009.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock, and time flies when you're being informed with the truth. Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, my guest. The front page of the Free Press today has a big headline that states, Bridge fight rages, but there's no doubt a new span is needed. Kevin, explain to my audience the teachers' relationship to the current Ambassador Bridge so they understand your point of view on this.
Teamsters Local 299 has had a partnership with the Ambassador Bridge for 50 years. We have, and I will match this probably with any bridge in the country. Our collective bargaining agreement has the best health care of any contract in my local union, probably any contract in any bridge in America. Their collective bargaining agreement is strong wages, phenomenal health care and pension. It's a unionized bridge. The Maroon family and the Teamsters have had a relationship, and they're quality business people. It's not always easy. We have a respectful fight, but we, you know, roll up our sleeves. We do what we have to do, and there's a lot of misnomers that they're not for working class people. That family, I have contracts with them in trucking. They are professional business people. You have to negotiate, and you better have your socks and shoes on and your shirt buckled up when you negotiate. But you can get a fair deal, and that's the thing that I want the public to know. I've already sat down with Matty Maroon and his son and talked to them. I've been talking to them for 2 years about this. They have committed to making a project labor agreement and put thousands of – I got building trades brothers and sisters – that are part of my family, too. And you know, you want to put Michigan back to work? You know, let's stop all the rhetoric and spending millions of dollars and, you know, build a bridge or build two bridges. If the state wants one, build two bridges. Put 10,000 people to work. I mean, I think the misnomer and the play with the society is that, oh, Maroon's the bad bridge and this is a good bridge. You know, they're going to spend so much time that the bridge is going to be built for 10 years. And it's going to be another battle in courts and who's the bad guy, who's the good guy. I'm here to tell you right now that I've been a proponent of building a new bridge. We need one. I'm into trucking. Teamsters are into trucking. We have Canadian truckers. Commerce has to move back and forth from our borders. Yeah. But, you know, enough with the rhetoric. And the truth needs to be told. I mean, we have a great contract with the Maroon family. I have quality Teamster brothers and sisters that work on that bridge. And I guarantee you, I got a commitment from them. If they build a new bridge, I will have more unionized workers on that bridge. I haven't got that commitment from the public bridge. They haven't gave a commitment that it's going to be a project labor agreement.
Yeah, we need to. The project labor agreement is something that I want people to understand. Basically, that says that if we build the bridge, it will be done with unionized workers. But then the state won't commit to that.
No, they're not.
And they're not going to commit to that.
They haven't done it to me.
Well, they're not going to, right. Kevin. They continue to introduce legislation that is anti-union and anti-collective bargaining. In fact, a recent legislation that was proposed, I believe it was early last week, basically said that you're not going to be able to bid on a project, period. You aren't going to even be able to bid on a project if you are a union, if you're doing business with the state of Michigan. There's another piece of proposed legislation that also says, and this one boggles the mind. The first one's bad enough, but this one really boggles the mind, where it says that if you're in competition, all right, to build a construction project in the state of Michigan, you no longer will not be considered if you are a union.
Yeah, there's the misnomers that are going on out there.
I mean, honestly, in this day and age, in 2011, we're actually talking about legislation that would ban unions from bidding on government contracts.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, we got probably 7,000 building trades people out of work, and they talk about wanting to put them to work. But then it's the misnomers talking the other side of the face. You're not guaranteeing me they're going to give a project labor agreement. But the Maroon family on this side of the aisle says, we'll give you a project labor agreement.
You know, and in all fairness to the argument, Kevin, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but in all fairness to the argument, the Maroons haven't always been on the up and up on this either. They've got this advertising campaign going on that isn't necessarily the most truthful advertising campaign. And they've kind of muddied the waters a little bit themselves. I think they have to take some responsibility, Kevin, for, you know, making this issue not as clear as it should be.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, and I've had debates with them about that. They understand, but they're in a fight to try to build a bridge too.
And they're entrepreneurs.
Let me tell you something. Both sides are going to throw mud in the water, just like politics.
Absolutely.
You know, they want to get an agenda. The bottom line is this: we need a bridge, right? I got one side of the aisle. The bridge says it will build it. Project labor agreement putting. So what is? And then the public bridge is going to build it. Scab labor. So now we're going to lower the wages and standards there. And the other side, Maroon family, says when it's done, I will make more union jobs on the platform. That's my territory.
Well, you know, Kevin,
the other bridge says they're not guaranteeing me when they build it, it's going to be Teamsters job. It'll be scab jobs.
Well, you know, but let's also make the point about safety. Without union protection on the job, there's no safety protection on the job. I mean, you know, it can be written. But, you know, we also have a Republican that has put forward legislation to get rid of OSHA standards in the state of Michigan. I mean, we really do. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true.
I don't mean to be laughing, but it's almost a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. Well, okay, so we agree that there needs to be a bridge. To my knowledge, there is no other private builder that has stepped forward that says, we will build this bridge.
No, not
just the Maroon family.
Right.
So it's really between the Maroon family or the state of Michigan. Now, again, my understanding, and you may not have the answer to this either, if the legislation that's been proposed, the two bills, are not voted on, and it looks at this point that they may not be, Governor Snyder may lose on this. To your knowledge, can the Maroon family make a pitch and try to move forward with this without state help?
You know what, Tony, I'd be talking out of school.
Yeah, that's I don't have the answer to that either. That's fair enough. Let's take a very quick call before we have to go to our next break. And again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Brooke Felk is with us from the Rochester Citizen. Bruce, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning? You're on the air with President Kevin Moore.
Hi, Kevin. I just wanted to get a comment. There's a story on Democratic Underground today from Think Progress that prisoners are now taking union jobs in Wisconsin. And I know you don't necessarily represent unions in Wisconsin, but it sounds like you might. I just wanted to get a comment on, you know, whether you think that might come to Michigan.
Thank you, Bruce, for the question.
You know, I don't know about it coming to Michigan, and we do have a ton of Teamsters in Wisconsin. We are from coast to coast all over this country. Teamsters are everywhere. I haven't heard that, but I don't know if we're going to even bring that issue to the plate here in Michigan.
Well, we know that the corrections officers are under assault like every other public sector employee is in the state of Michigan right now. I know that the Teamsters are being, in fact, I was at a rally up in Lansing a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago, And every 5 minute, that big Teamster semi would come around and honk that big horn, that big bullhorn. They were definitely there supporting the public sector workers that day. So,
well, that was one of our biggest talks in the Teamster convention, is the fight to save public sector workers. Because I guarantee you this, if you're not paying attention, the attack on public sector workers will be private unions next. That is their goal. And Teamsters represent fire workers and police officers all over this country, prison guards. The public sector workers are under attack. It's just another thing what they did years ago when they flooded this country with foreign steel to bust the steel workers. It's just a way to bust unions. It's just one sector they're picking on now. And trust me, it will be the private sector unions next.
And let me ask you about, you know, another issue. You know, and the audience knows this, Kevin. Candidates come to unions all the time, political candidates, and say, hey, I need you to contribute to my campaign. Are the Teamsters going to, you know, rededicate themselves to maybe really paying attention just because they have a D after their name?
Well, that was one of the things we brought up in Vegas, and this is one of the things that I've been a proponent of for years. All right, the Teamsters Union has backed Republicans and Democrats.
Okay.
It doesn't make a difference to me if you got an R or a D in your name. If you don't have our issues at heart, if you go straight line party ticket, that's when you get taken advantage of. And the Teamsters, for our 100-year history, has supported both sides of the aisle. If you, a Republican that has working class issues at his heart, I'll support that man. We have one in Michigan right now, Randy Richardville. He has never voted against union workers. He's fought for union workers in his community. And just because he's got a R in his name doesn't mean nothing to me. We'll support Republicans and Democrats, and that's out of our convention. If you're not going to support working class people, we're not giving you our money anymore or our votes. It's not going to be the old school, well, just because you're a Democrat, you're
right,
going to get our support.
Well,
them days are over.
Okay, I'll be honest. Selfishly, that's what I wanted to hear you say. And you know, there's a reason why I don't pre-interview people. I didn't want you to know. I was going to ask you that question. That's what I wanted to hear you say. I wanted to hear you say, and I'm hearing a lot of union leaders. You know, Kevin, on the show yesterday, and I know you probably didn't have a chance to hear this. You know, when I talk about union leadership, international union leadership, national union leadership, you know, you're in that mix. You're part of that conversation. And, you know, and I'm fortunate enough to be personal friends with you. I'm fortunate enough. I want to, you know, very quickly, I've got just enough time before we go to break. We're talking about the bridge. 7 or 8 years ago, I'm sitting in your office. This is right after you were elected. What's it been, about 8 years?
8 years.
All right. And somebody had somebody that worked for the bridge needed somebody to go in and advocate for them. They had caused a problem. Well, you had gone in there, found out that this employee was smoking marijuana on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You talked to the employee. He promised you'd never do it again. So you went in there. You were his ombudsman. You took care. You protected his job. He had a job. Well, sure enough, 2 weeks later, he gets busted again. The first thing you did was call that young man and tell him good luck, because you just lost your union president.
That's
and you
right.
hung up the phone.
That's right.
That's a real leader, Kevin. A quick break, and we'll come back and wrap this up. You know, we need another hour, Kevin.
I'm just telling you.
We're out of time. We will come back and wrap it up. If you want to give us a call, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Just about 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We don't have a lot of time left. Kevin Moore, again, my guest. He is the president of Teamsters Local 299. I know the Teamsters have got a big election coming up. I support their slate. And so for those of you Teamsters that are out there, pay attention to who you're voting for. Your leadership matters. Kevin, I do, and I don't want to end on a sad note, so I'll bring it here. You actually had some little bad news as you ended your convention last week, and I know you wanted to talk to the families.
Yeah, we had a wonderful convention, progressively moved for the 21st century, but coming out of our last day of the convention, one labor leader in Pontiac, Michigan, of local 1614 in Pontiac, Michigan, was a friend of mine for 20-something years. Earl Walker passed away in a motorcycle accident coming home from Vegas on Saturday. So my heart goes out to his family, to members, and our condolences. He was a great man, a great leader. One thing I can say that he is a big advocate of motorcycle riding, and so God bless him. But if he could go out, he went out his way.
Well, okay,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I just want to, you know, reach out and thank the family and the leadership of Pontiac. We're going to miss him. But he's in a better place now. And then we had the second go-around. A labor leader out of Chicago, local union 705 in Chicago. A gentleman had a quadruple heart bypass 8 weeks ago and is running for office and still came to the convention. Wasn't going to miss the fight. Wasn't going to miss the convention. And Saturday morning we found him passed away with a heart attack in Vegas. So he wasn't going to stop. He kept fighting until the very end, and God bless him and his family and the Teamsters in Chicago 705.
Yeah, and let's, you know, Kevin kind of nicely leads me into, I guess, what I'd like to close with. The state of the union movement in America today, more specifically, Southeast Michigan, certainly many consider the birthplace of the modern-day union movement for profoundly good reasons. Give me, you know, your final thoughts on the states of unions today and why you find them to be a critical critical role in moving the country forward.
Well, it's the saving of the middle class. I mean, if we don't, and what I think I love about all the labor leaders in Michigan, whether it's the building trades or the UFCW, the Teamsters, UAW, AFSCME, SEIU, they're coming together now. Before, it was their issue was only their issue. A union issue, whether you're a Teamster or whatever flag you wear, if you have social injustice in your life, that's our issue. And the unions are now starting to get together collectively. We are going to band together support each other and grow this union to make sure that we are the saving grace of the middle class. They destroy us. It's the have and the have-nots. And trust me, brother, they want unions gone.
Yeah, they really do want unions gone. You know, it's interesting over the course of time that I've known you, Kevin, which is, I don't know, 15 years now, I guess. You know, I've seen you grow into a really a great communicator. Certainly somebody that's very dedicated to their family, as I know you are. I happen to know your wife and your son, and you're very dedicated to your family. People that have ever been to a Teamsters event know that, you know, if mom and dad can be there, mom and dad are there. I mean, you never forget anybody. And when you talk family, it is anybody that really is around you, even strangers, I've seen you accept as family. And I think it's wonderful. If you're the future of leadership in the union movement, Kevin, I think that society has served well.
Oh, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate that.
You know, I really do believe that. And it's just good to see that you're thriving. It's good to see that. And by the way, the Teamsters are growing. They're adding more bodies each and every month, which is very exciting. So it's good to see that. You know, that effort, because you know, there have been a lot of years of diminishing numbers in the union movement, and it's not because people left the unions, it's because the jobs left the country.
Absolutely.
And I know we've got some significant fights in front of us. I'm glad that you're there to fight them with us.
I appreciate that. I think the most important thing that the Teamsters are doing is collaborating with other unions and organizing together with them. To help them grow, we grow. There are sectors that we can do organizing with two, three different unions and carve out their pieces and do it together collectively and raise the bar of organized labor. If we bring that bar up to 15%, there is nothing we can't control or help do for the middle class America. That means putting politicians in retirement that don't want to follow the program, corporations, we can bring them to their knees if they're doing social injustice to workers. We need to save the middle class, and we are the caveat.
Well, I've been on this a lot lately. Of course, my poor producer and my intern, because they hear me say this multiple times every day, but I keep saying, if you're in a union, you need to get closer to your union. You need to go to your union meeting. You need to volunteer for committees. You need to understand that you have to get more involved with the union. If you're not in a union, then you need to seek one out and you need to join. The only protection we have right now as a worker, as a middle-class worker, the only protection you have right now is those protections that your union gives you. And if you're not in a union, you don't have those protections. It's that simple.
A collective bargaining agreement is your gospel.
Yeah, CBA is critical. Well, Kevin Moore, we just have a couple of minutes before we have to get out of here for today. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to having you back again in the nearest future.
I would love to.
All right. Well, Jeff, how'd we do in that hour? Fast enough for you, buddy?
That was quick.
Hey, listen, I know we've got some great stuff going on tomorrow. We've got Lynn Winstead's going to be with us.
Hope, maybe.
Well, no, I thought we got the okay.
I'll let you know.
Oh, boy. That's, you know, hey, listen, that's why you're the producer. You know stuff I don't know. Joe DeSano will be with us tomorrow. I know that. And what else do we have? We had something else I was really excited about tomorrow. As you're pondering, as you're looking on your computer.
Bagel stories.
The bagel story, the bagel guy. There are these two, you know, these two brothers in the Eastern Market that are trying to start the Detroit Institute of Bagels. And I just think it's a great story. I really do. And, you know, Kevin, I'll turn your mic back on. The Detroit Institute of Bagels. Does that not sound like the coolest thing in the world?
Sounds like a great story.
You know, this guy's got a degree in urban planning. He's got a passion for bagels. And so he thought, you know, why not help, you know, with urban planning and at the same time, you know, start a new bagel stand. I'm all for bagels, buddy.
Tell him to bring some bagels in for you and sample them.
Well, we're looking forward to having him on tomorrow. All right, folks, that is going to clean it up for us for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. For those of you that have won stuff this week, I'm going to wait until we've got the week done, and then I'll get everything out this weekend. Want to remind those that are going to be in the Lapeer area or would like to go to Lapeer this weekend, on Saturday at noon, I will be speaking at the This Is What Democracy Looks Like rally. It is a nonpartisan rally. It is for people of all political stripes, and all you need to do is show up at the Lapeer County Courthouse. If you want to march, you need to meet at the Meyer and Lapeer, and then you're going to walk over at noon to the courthouse. That's where I will be. I will be speaking on Saturday, so I'll look forward to that. And, of course, Saturday evening, I will be at the Liz Winstead Show at the Historic Eagle Theater in Pontiac. So feel free to come out and support me there. You can go to miplannedparenthood.org to get your tickets. miplannedparenthood.org to get your tickets for the Lynn Winstead Show. All right, that does it for us today. I want to thank Kevin Moore. I want to thank Ramona Chapman as well from Gift of Life for her time earlier today. Folks, if you get a chance, go to the Facebook First Shift page and consider becoming an organ donor if you're not already. That'll do it for me today. For Todd and Jeff, I'm Tony, and as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update includes the good news that 96 is open and clears. Head in toward I-75. 75 into 696. We're doing all right through there. You can tell it's lighter than normal traffic. The route or west, just the pocket between Coolidge and Southfield, seeing a little bit of slow traffic, but looks like for the most part it's been a pretty good ride everywhere.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 82. Tonight, though, we may see some clouds, a low near 64. Tomorrow, sunny skies, our high 86. Right now, it's overcast at Metro Airport. We're at 68 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com.